welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Smooth move, X-Lax.
We sit around and discuss the genius of Adam Carolla, and the first words out of his mouth this morning, smooth move, X-Lax. Nice trip, see you in the fall.
Flop, flop, fizz. Oh, what a relief.
866-901-ADAMS, the phone number. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Big Old Brian.
Tries knocking more things over. Well, let's see where to begin. I had a nice long day yesterday. I did a little phone into Scarborough or Joe Scarborough Country or
Scarborough Country.
No, oh, it's Joe a, in the morning or yeah. or Morning ah. Joe.
I Whatever think what they did play on a cup of coffee. Right?
Yeah, the first one was a play on. I don't know, Marlboro Country, maybe. And right. then the
oh,
second.
I never put that together.
Well, I'm assuming it was. Now, here's the thing about Marlboro Country and Scarborough Country. Most people don't put that together, but Danny's been on the show 1,300 times, and he didn't put it together.
No. And don't you smoke Marlboros? And
I do indeed.
He has literally smoked Marlboros on Scarborough Country and has a duffel bag that he got with his Marlboro Miles with a kayak in it strapped to the roof of his SUV.
Oh, it's funny. When they first asked me, will you do a crack country? I got it right away. Immediately, I got Royd's Corner, understood.
It is,
Scarborough Country didn't get.
It is one of those things, the closer you get to something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be more accessible for your brain.
Right.
I did, it was Craig Kilborn's show many years ago. He used to play those like five questions yeah. things with you at the end, which is all fun and games, but there is a certain part of you that thinks, okay, you better be on your game. This is a trivia, whatever. And they ask you some, and you want to get three or four out of five, or maybe five for five. I've done it a few times. One of the questions for me was the most popular Japanese compact car
oh, no.
in the United States. And I was like, Camry.
No.
He's like, no. And I was like, Max? No, Nissan? Nissan Sentra? No, Max. I know too much about cars. I'm pretty sure it's a Toyota. I think it's the Camry. I'm almost sure it's the Camry. Toyota Camry. Well, obviously the answer is Toyota Corolla. That's the joke.
Right.
I'm way too wrapped up in Toyota and Camry, and I know too much, and I'm too close. Everyone in the audience is probably thinking Toyota Corolla. That's why they're asking me. I'm not thinking, why are they asking me what the most popular selling Japanese car is in the United States? I should see the. That's the whole thing about trivia. You should ask why they're asking you first, and then you'll probably yeah. get your answer. So that was very stupid of me. I'm assuming that Scarborough Country is Marlboro Country.
Right.
It's just about 15 years too late.
Right.
And people don't advertise cigarettes anymore, so on and so
That's
forth.
That's what I did. They, like, hate cigarettes on TV.
But Morning Joe is now a show with his first name
Got that
in
right
it.
That's a radio show.
So I did that. No, I think it's a morning television show on MSNBC, but maybe it's simulcast or whatever it is. The point is I did that on the ride in yesterday, and then I did The Contender last night, the boxing show.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
So I was pretty much going nonstop. Since it's weird because you can have long days in morning radio, but most of them don't start before your show.
Yeah.
This was one of the rare days where I actually started something before this show.
Right.
Yeah. Usually you can have super long days, but it will start at 5:59, not before. It may run till 10 o'clock at night,
right.
But it doesn't usually start before. Contender was cool.
What'd you do?
I was just there as the sort of guest celebrity trainer, analyst, whatever. It was kind of fun. I put on the focus pads, little punch mitts, and got to work with some guys. And I got to do a little punching with Buddy McGirt, who was a legendary fighter and trainer, who was holding the pads for me. And spent a little time with Sugar Ray and some other trainers and the guys in the gym. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, everybody that cares about fighting loves Sugar Ray.
Yeah, nice guy, cool guy's been in here a couple times. And, you know, it was just one of those little passion projects. Just I never gone out for anything. I've never pursued anything. It's one of those things. As a performer, I pursued things to get into show business.
Right.
Once I got into show business, I just sat around and waited for my phone to ring. I've never made headshots. I've never, you know, you hear those stories and, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You hear those stories and the actors doing the behind the music or the E! True Hollywood story or whatever the story is. And they're saying, when I heard about this role, I had read the book in high school. I'd probably read it five times. I knew I was fill in the blank name of the role.
Right.
I called my agent and I said, you got to get me in for reading. You know, they said they were going with a blonde. Your hair's too dark. I said, I don't care. They got my foot in the door. I'm that guy. Blah, blah, blah. I've never done that in my life. I've never picked up the phone and called my agent. I've never asked for any job or anything. It was just, I'm lazy, have many other interests outside of show business.
Right.
And I've been lucky. I've been working nonstop, normally probably too much.
Right.
So, now, Andy, this is, he wanted the Andy Kaufman role. This is,
Jim Carrey beat out a lot of well-known actors. Yeah, to get this role.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, just so people know, because
we're Symbolico, by the way, over here. I know what he's doing when he's playing Man on the Moon.
Just so all you starving actors aren't there out there, or writers or whatever, aren't looking going, Carolla, what do you mean you didn't pursue it? There is a point where it almost becomes offensive when they call you personally, or there's a part that is made for you. And I have made a couple of calls, and they say, well, I'm going to send a headshot and a reel. I've worked for them 15 times.
Right.
At that point, no. I'm not doing that for you, just to make you feel powerful. You know exactly what I do. Shut up.
The whole
they don't give it to me.
The whole scare, the whole audition thing is very. It's humiliating. It's degrading. It's time consuming, and you'd be better off just buying a lottery ticket for the most part. The greatest feather in my cap in this business is when I used to be with William Morris, I was called into the office once, and my agent told me that the casting director that he had heard multiple times that I was being abusive. He actually used the word abusive. Because I used to go out on auditions because they would just say, hey, you have this audition over here. And I'd go, oh, all right. And I'd say, what time's it at? And they'd say 5 o'clock sharp in Santa Monica on Friday. And I'd go, wow, that's the other side of town and right in the middle of traffic. And I'd go down there and pay $14 for parking and be running a couple minutes late. So I'd be driving hard and hustling. And then I'd get up there at 5 o'clock and I'd sit down and be like, they'll be with you in a moment. And you could hear them laughing and eating in the next room and stuff like that. And, you know, they'd come out at 6:15 and be like, I'll see you now. And I was like, I thought we had a 5 o'clock appointment. Well, first off, no, I'm sorry, we're running late. I thought we had a 5 o'clock. And judging by the other 11 guys in the room, they told them 5 o'clock too.
Yeah. Yep.
The idea was screw you.
Right.
And rightly so.
We have this is how business works, everybody. We have a whole S load of people that want the same gig because it's the kind of gig that pays you a bunch of money for nothing.
I think that's why they do it. I think because the power structure changes the second you say yes.
Yes.
They've got you sitting there in an hour. Adam Carolla, The Man Show, Love Lines for a decade now, mornings in L.A. and other cities, and they can make him wait an hour. The second they say, okay, here's the part, you're now the movie star, and they're just the casting director stuck in their little room. So I think they do it because that's their window of power.
They lord it over you.
Yeah, but even at a high level, people have to jump through hoops.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't done it in 8 years, so I wasn't even Adam Carolla doing morning show back then. I was just Adam Carolla made more money than Adam Carolla ever thought Adam Carolla was going to make. Adam Carolla went hang out in his cars, and he said, "Screw it, I'm not going anywhere." And I never got any of these things anyway.
Right.
I did the math. I'm not so good at auditions. They don't like me. I don't like them. I have three jobs. What am I doing?
Right.
I once tried to organize a mutiny.
Really? Amongst the people in the waiting room?
There were 14 of us all sitting around, you know, wearing the same shirt. And I said, when did they tell you to get here? And they were like, 3:30. And I said, they told me to get here at 3. When did you do? They told me to get here at 3:15. And I'm still waiting. And what about you? 3 o'clock. And I haven't seen you yet. And we're all just sitting around. I said, where's your dignity? Everyone, you're a bunch of, we're schlubs. Come on. Let's, you know what?
I said,
the greatest message we could ever send to these people is to get up and leave right now. Let's just get up and leave. Let's all get up and leave. Let's go. What are the chances any of us are going to get it? They probably decided already on somebody else. Let's go. Get up and leave. Let's salvage our dignity. Get up and leave. Let's all get up and leave. I said, everyone get up and leave. I'm buying everyone ice cream right now. Let's go.
See, as an actor for the last 40 years, I know how the story ends. So I'll get back. Go ahead.
I stood up and they all looked at me and one guy said, you have three jobs.
Yeah.
We have none. We're staying. And that's how it ended. And I got up and left. And I used to leave auditions because, and then my agent would call and they'd be in a panic. And they'd say, what happened? What happened? They called. They want to know where you are. I said, what happened is we had an appointment at 5 o'clock. Right. I said at 5:30 that I was going to give them another 15 minutes. And if nobody came out that door and said, look, we're sorry. We're running late, what have you. That I would just get up and leave. And so 5:45 came and went, and I got up and left. That's what happened. What should I do? Slide a note under the door apologizing that I sat around for 45 minutes? And then they'd go, okay, well, they want to see you tomorrow. And I'd say, no, I'm not going back across town to hang out with them. I'm not going to get the part anyway. Another time I got a call back. The guy said, we want you, but I want you to call back for the whatever. It was two lines. I said, I'm not going back across town to do two lines. I said, oh, but they want to do it for the director. I said, it's a line. It's like literally like one line in a crappy movie.
I've traveled 50 miles for one line.
Yes,
it's not for an acting job.
It's just a line of blow.
Tractor's
crank.
No, there are stories of people having to audition 12 or 15 times.
The point is I've never done anything, but when I found out that the first contender was coming out. When it was on network about 3 years ago, all the way back to my contender day yesterday, I said to my agent, call those people and get me in on this. And it was one of those, I'm going to save them from themselves bits because here's how it's going to work. They're going to have Stallone. They're going to have Sugar Ray Leonard.
Right.
They're going to have a couple legendary trainers who aren't legendary for talking. And it's going to be a snooze fest. It'll be full of drama. It'll be full of action. It'll be filled with everything. But what they need is a little comedy, something to break the tension. Not something to make light of the situation fun of the situation. Just that thing where you're having, it's like a presidential debate. You know, it's like, it's tense. They're talking about Iraq. They're talking about healthcare. And all of a sudden, one guy slips in a joke in the room, busts up.
Almost a lot box.
Just to relieve the tension. I said, that's what you guys need. And here's the beauty of me. I know boxing, and I know sort of think on your feet, man on the street comedy. I'll be interviewing these fighters or doing whatever. I'll be talking about the fight game, but then I'll slide something in, and it'll break the tension.
They were
like, please, this is a serious boxing show, you know? So they didn't use me, and now season number 3 minus Stallone, but still with Sugar Ray, they've come calling, and it's been, we did just that yesterday. Bunch of serious boxing stuff mixed in with a little levity, and it's good times.
And it's what you had planned. Did you enjoy Stallone? Do you know him?
I've never met him. He was not there.
My personal hero, totally and completely.
Everything.
Yeah. except that I can move both lips. But for a decade, I couldn't, now that I think about it. So we had everything. But he is my hero for the same reason Ben Affleck and Matt Damon thanked him at the Academy Awards. And that is that he sold a script that he wrote in his peasant house in Philadelphia with him in mind as the heavyweight champion of the world, and he's 5'7", 156 pounds. And somebody bought it for $300,000, and he said, no, I am Rocky. And they said, well, then no. And he held on to it and held on to it and held on to it until his first picture sold. He played at 5'7", the heavyweight champion of the world, was probably about 6'2" in the movie, and then won the Academy Award. That's one reason he's my hero.
Yes.
The other is he took such a beating in the movie to make it look real. He just got his face beaten over and over to make it look right. And so finally, and I've interviewed him 100 times and told him he's my hero 100 times, but I met him at a party not too long ago, the night before I fought
Robert Shapiro.
And I said, what should I do, man? If I do anything, I'll hurt him. Mm-hmm. But if I don't do anything, he's a pretty good boxer. He's just 65. He can't hurt me, but he can make me look stupid if I don't defend myself. Mm-hmm. But if I do, I could really hurt him. And he goes, kill him. I said, what? He goes, shut down his freaking kidneys, this guy. He puts on a pair of gloves. He gets in the ring with you. I don't care if he's 195. Knock him out. You put him in the house and kill him.
How much sympathy are you going to have from a 60-year-old guy who just got done doing a boxing movie where I'm sure he got whacked around?
He was just so... But then he was mock fighting with me and going, do this. And he slugged me. There's 150 people around. And Sylvester Stallone and I, my ultimate idol, were boxing in the middle of a 2-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
It was bitching, man.
In an inflatable castle. That's what made it surreal.
No, in a bouncy house?
It was the move house. It wasn't an inflatable hit castle. It was a freaking castle.
I just thought, if I have another kid, I'm going to name him.
Him. Smart.
Can you do that? Because everyone's going to do that. You know that guy?
Right.
Just keep doing that, and everyone will think they're talking about my son. Hey, listen, if Prince can have a name, can have a symbol for a name, how come my son can't have a sound? I mean, after all, what's Mark or Steve? It's just a sound. This is... Dude, actually, there might be 3 guys with your kid's name in his class, but there'll be no...
You know, my kid, Dante, almost never runs into a Count Dante Jean-Michel Valentino Bonaducci.
I find that hard to believe.
Swear to God, never bumped into one. But a Baron, I think, once.
There would never be a... And it'd be fun with the teacher calling roll. Stevie, Timmy, Susie.
Here.
There you go.
How would he sign his name?
Ooh, wow.
Maybe with a picture.
I submit with an exclamation point.
Ah.
I submit with a
Z. I submit you shut up. Where were we?
We were going to break.
That's right. We're going to break. Good news, though, yo. Yep. Nicaraguan Name That Tune coming up.
Who's the artist?
Artist is Leonard Skinner. Leonard Skinner songs sung by our own Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo. We have 4 pairs of tickets for Leonard Skinner at the Greek tonight.
Ooh, how fun.
Good times, everyone. You want to go see Skinner at the Greek tonight? The Greek. By the way, I'd go see a sock puppet show at the Greek.
They say it's that's the best venue.
That nice a venue.
It's the second best venue.
What is the first?
My treehouse in my last backyard.
Where you could see the Greek?
I lived the last house next to the Greek theater. And
really?
On the whole side of the hill. And
hail, you tree people! This one's for you! Is that the Greek, or am I thinking of the Hollywood Bowl? No, I think it is the Greek,
I won $7,000 in Vegas, and my general contractor was working on my house. And I went in, and I gave him the whole $7,000. He was a family friend, and I trusted him. I said... Build me that much of a treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
$7,000.
Ooh.
Wow.
It had a refrigerator, bunk beds, windows, DVD player.
And it was right up against
right
the
up
back.
Above, you can see straight down into the Greek, watch the bands. We did a thing on my last radio station where you won front row seats as the grand prize. And I made the second prize watching it in my treehouse with me. And everybody wanted that.
And did you, like, just go over this concert schedule and see who you wanted to see? Or could you hear them from your house?
No, it was my backyard. I wouldn't even know. So the only reason I know there was something.
No, but I mean, would you know something was coming up? Like, you know somebody you wanted to see coming up next weekend or something like that?
If you check the schedule, but if not, a day before, no parking signs go up on both sides of the street, so you know there's an event that the next night.
Right, but you can hear who's playing from your house?
From my house, the only band I could go, not only is this band, this is this song, and these are the words, was The Who.
Uh-huh. Mm.
After that, I had to go up to my treehouse, and I could see them and hear them really clearly, but from my house or just backyard, the only band I could hear clearly and go, wow, that's so-and-so, was The Who.
Wow.
It was bitching.
Good times.
It was really cool.
We need to take ourselves a break. You can go to Danny's Treehouse and watch Leonard Skinner tonight. Nicaraguan Name That Tune, 866-901-ADAM. You guess the tune Ozzy sings. You know how it goes. Next.
The This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaduce and Teresa Strasser. Here's what's on deck this morning with our program director, Jack Silver.
Happy Flash Friday, peeps! It never gets old. Today we got entertainment reporter Maria Menounos, The Soup's Joel McHale, and starting at 8 o'clock, the Adam Carolla Charity Car Wash. Hey, ladies, once you get your car cleaned, Jack's gonna help you dirty it up all over again.
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, one of my favorite bands, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Why do I like Lynyrd Skynyrd? Because
Sweet Home Alabama.
I don't even like their most popular songs. I like songs like You Got That Right and I Know a Little and stuff like that. They had they weren't just rock and roll. They had a lot of sort of swing boogie or something to their sound.
They were like one of my first concerts.
Horns and stuff. Oh, really?
Here's on Long Island around because they were actually fans of the Partridge Family. I saw them and Steppenwolf.
Wow.
When I was 11.
Good time.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, at that place that used to be a Jehovah's Witness, or became a Jehovah's Witness thing in Woodland Hills. That used to be a concert hall. That big dome.
Yes, yes.
Across down from Target.
Ventura Boulevard there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steppenwolf was born to be wild.
They were born to be wild.
All right, well, we got an intro for Nicaragua. Name that tune.
This is Waldo, Nicaragua, name that tune. We Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Turn it up.
You can win ticket to see Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, the show is tonight at the Greek.
Yeah, short notice.
Eric with a CK. Hey, Eric?
Yeah.
You can spell your name, Eric. You can go the E-R-I-K or the E-R-I-C, but is there an E-R-I-C-K, Eric?
No, it's just E-R-I-C.
Good times. Boy, you know the one thing that's been gratifying about our phone screener?
Who screens these calls?
What?
You mean
about shopping?
Ted or in general?
Teddy, but all our phone screeners. Just shopping for phone screeners. I used to think I was the only one who read and spelled at a third grade level
right.
Who was employed in the white collar world. I had no idea how abysmal everyone else was at spelling as well.
The guy on line two likes Freebird with a Y.
But Lynyrd Skynyrd has all those Ys, so it's confusing.
Wait a minute, Bird. That song was written about Lady Bird Johnson or Larry Bird or. Hey, Eric, you thought it was Free Bird, like Bird in the Sky? Are you high? It's a name. Hey, Eric. Anyway, you're in Las Vegas. You're going to be able to get out to the Greek tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm driving down there. I was driving down there anyway.
So. Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm from. I'm from that area. I'm just up here working on that big city center project out there. So.
Mm-hmm. So you're working in Vegas, but you're not living in Vegas.
No, I have family here. I live here, too. But I have all my friends and all my extended family is still in Southern Cal.
So. Well, good time. So you can go see Lynyrd Skynyrd tonight at the Greek if
hopefully
you get this tune right.
Yeah. We will keep on turning, carry me home.
Come on.
I got that one.
That's right.
Oh, I always said king, right?
Oh, my God.
I think he may have meant kin. That's my tip to you.
Carry me home.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Here's how stupid I am. I'm going, sometimes you hear these lyrics and you go, oh, I had no. Most of the time when you hear lyrics or you read
almost
lyrics, you go, oh, I had no idea that's what it really was. So when I heard Ozzy say, carry me home to see my king, I thought, oh
man,
is it a religious reference?
Yeah.
And then I thought, are you high? That's Ozzy.
Yeah.
That's right.
The only reason I knew the words so well is this is one of the five songs I can play on guitar when a band is playing at a club or something. It says, Danny Bonaduce, ladies and gentlemen, come on up here and play with us.
Right.
And I look at him and I whisper in the guitar player's ear as I go by. I go, dude, can you play Sweet Home Alabama? I don't care if it's one of the hair bands from metal school. It's like, that's what I can play.
Conductor from the Philadelphia Philharmonic says, we'll give it a whirl.
Sat in with Yo-Yo Ma.
Want to pick up a cello?
Got to tell you, I love you guys. I love the addition of Danny.
Thank you, sir.
Good
and
times.
I was brokenhearted when Teresa found a man. So
don't give her a minute. She's like the weather in Chicago, man.
She's like the perfect woman. So
yes, she is.
I happen to agree.
But she'll be single by the 9 o'clock hour.
No, I remember just yesterday explaining to the DA what an incredible young woman Teresa is.
Thank you very much, and congratulations, Eric.
Let's talk to Gilbert. Gilbert.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready to go to the Greek tonight, see Skinner?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do it.
Our car in the rock was fly scarlet is you with a girl named Linda Lou.
Give me three steps.
Si, es bueno.
Very sharp. Yeah, it's supposed to be about a true story.
Really? But,
yeah, well, most of these things, I mean, a lot of these songs about life on the road or getting into fights or whatever, this is pretty much guys cutting the rug at a place called Jug with a girl called Linda Lou, and in walks a man with a gun in his hand, and he's looking for a you-know-who. Said, hey there, feller with the hair colored yeller, what you trying to prove? And this is my girl, and I've got... So he said... Yeah, give me three steps. Give me a head start is
right,
what he's saying.
Right, I like that. I feel like that's something Bonaducci would say.
Give me three steps. Yeah, and he's heading for the door. That's right. A lot of songs, by the way, in the 70s about humping around with other dudes,
ladies,
chicks, yeah. And then the dude showing up and the guy running out of the pants, running out of the house with his pants.
Yeah,
out.
Only they weren't chicks. They were hot mamas.
Yes.
Did you ever in your life have to do that cliche thing? You climb out a back window half-dressed or even dressed, but any back door, pardon reference, running because the somebody who shouldn't come home came home?
No. I always kind of wish it happened.
I on that
one. Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It's no great story. I got away with it, but it was just so weird. Shirt off, back window, jumping, just like Ferris Bueller or something.
Or the best scene in Sideways.
Yeah.
The guys to leave naked.
It was none of that good.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool. Oh, my God, he's home.
Total frontal nudity, yeah. Mm-hmm. Martin?
Hey.
You ready to do a little Skinner name that tune?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hair in fire, a strong desire, raises the waiting.
What?
What the hell was that?
Mm. Oh. Wait a minute, that's gotta be a joke.
I don't think that's
Hearts on Fire. There we go.
We're going that direction.
Come on, that was a curveball. Let's give him a Skinner song.
When the bigger the city, when the bigger the life, the bigger the dog, when the bigger the vibe. I don't know where you been in last night. Mm. Oh, I think, Mama, you didn't do it right.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
That was hard.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Very hard. I don't know it.
Gosh. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, it's Malo.
Now, do we want to toss him another song or do we just want to keep moving?
Are you a really big fan?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How can you be a really big fan and not know that?
That was difficult.
That song's tough.
All right.
Do it again. Let's hear it again.
Where the bigger the city, where the bigger the life. The bigger the dog, where the bigger the vibe. I don't know where you been in last night. Boy, I think, Mama, you didn't do it right.
I know that one, too. I can't. It's not coming to me, and I feel bad because I know a lot of Skinner songs.
Oh, man, I'm just going to guess and say a little girl.
Mm.
No, God, it's Malo.
Boy, I forgot how many hits these guys had.
Let's go to Love Skinner, Loves Adam, Fresno. Now, Corey. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Corey.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Corey, you going to be able to make it out here tonight from Fresno?
Well, I could do it. This is so cool. I've been listening to you for 2 years, and I've never been on the air with you.
Well, thanks. Same here.
I love this.
How are you going to get out here? I mean, Fresno's a decent haul.
Five hours?
I could drive.
You will?
Yeah. All right. Do you have to work today?
Hey, but you want to hear a story?
Hmm.
I dated the Leonard
Skinner. No, it's Malo.
You dated the Leonard Skinner who?
The owner of Leonard Skinner, the manager. Mm-hmm. I dated the daughter.
Oh, really? So you're a fan.
And there was But he managed the doors, too.
Bitching.
Wow. Oh.
And what are you doing now, Corey?
I do construction. I actually do...
Listen, you can get out of work today if you need to.
Yeah.
The beauty of construction is it's the one gig where not only can you get out of work, you don't have to call in when you're not coming in. There's no phone half the time on the site. And if you don't come in, they don't really care because you don't get paid. You just show up on Monday and they're like, where were you Friday? And you'd be like, drunk. And be like, all right, well, why don't you grab those 2x4s and start framing those trusses? That's about it. I mean, you can only give it to someone so good or so bad if you don't get paid.
Right. If you're paid anyway, then you get to yell.
Yes, then your boss could say, we're really counting on you over here. You know, we had a little. But if you don't get paid, how much crap are you going to take from the guy? All right, Corey, let's give it a shot. Here we go.
With the bigger the city, with the bigger the line. The bigger the dog, where the bigger the vibe. I don't know where you been last night. Boy, damn, mama, you didn't do it right.
Damn, I know this one.
What does Corey?
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. I had the CD in my truck.
Shocker, you drive a truck. That'd be a Prius.
Going to work and I'm trying to get it in.
All right, here, Corey.
No, it's malo.
When you're going to cheat, you shouldn't do it out loud.
Yeah.
So my grandfather always told me that. Give him another song. That one was too tough.
You want to hear the answer to that one?
Yeah, let's hear the answer to that one. I know a little. Yeah. Leave this song. I love this song.
It's bueno.
It is kind of swing.
Yeah, it's swing. I want to hear the rest of the song. That's all we got.
Aww.
I know. We didn't even get to the part where the title was. Gonna have to punch Dawson. Because the name of the song's I Know a Little. Bum, bum.
I never heard that one.
I know a little.
Don't know that one? It's a great line. I know a little something about love, and baby, I can guess the rest.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss that song. All right, let's give him one more.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Lord, help me. I can't change.
All right, Corey.
That's cocaine, right?
No, what?
Corey.
No, it's Malo.
It's a different artist.
Corey, good news and bad news. Bad news is you're not going to Skinner. Good news is I'm going to save you about $80 in gas today.
Right. Nice. Nice way to look at a silver lining, guy.
Sorry, Corey.
You know what? It's still a win. I got on the air with you guys.
Well, wait a minute. I'm giving him another question for that. God bless. Give him one more.
Whiskey bottle and the brand new car are three on my way. It's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going inside you.
Here we go, Corey.
Answer.
You got the answer?
That's what he sings about.
Play it one more time, Brian.
Whiskey bottle and the brand new car are three on my way. It's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going inside you.
Hell yeah.
I know that song.
I
feel like Corey is really more of a fan of Adam Carolla than of Leonard Skinner.
Corey, I'll give you a clue. If you
but Adam will have touched the tickets as well.
You guys are like God.
If you, Corey, I'm going to give you a clue on this one. If you took your Red Wing boot off and took a nice big smell of it.
Yeah. Actually, I do have
it. Oh,
Malo. Steel shank and toe.
Can you predict anything else about Corey right now, Adam?
Then and now.
He's driving American. He's got a bench seat and it's got one of those Indian rug covers on it.
He's gay. Corey?
Huh?
What kind of truck are you driving?
I'm driving a Chevy and I'm not gay.
And you have a bench seat?
No, I have a tow box.
Do you have a bench seat inside the cab?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
All right. Does it have a cover on it?
A what?
A cover?
No.
All right. So I'm only 2 out of 3. He's driving American. He's got a bench seat. I predict within 3 weeks he'll have one of those covers, one of those Indian rug cloth covers you get over at Pep Boys on it. Ever thought about that, Corey?
You know what? I thought about it, but you know what? I work in construction. So
didn't want to squeeze the trigger on that. It's a $19 purchase. Big ticket, we call it. Durable good. considered a durable good. I think you make payments on them. All right, so here's what I knew about Corey. He was wearing Red Wing boots.
You got his shoes. You got his car.
I got his shoes. I got his car. I got the seat in his car.
Right.
And he was toying with the idea of getting a cover for it, but just not, you know, it's a pretty big decision. They say in life, you know, other than a purchase of a home, a bench seat cover for your truck is the biggest purchase you'll make as a consumer.
Right.
Okay.
Big decision.
So we can't give it to Corey.
We'd like
as
to,
much as we tried.
Yeah.
I know Corey because I worked with 1,000 Coreys.
Yeah.
Here's your choice when you work construction. You get to work with Oswaldo or Corey or both. I worked with Corey and Oswaldo. Usually 8 Oswaldos for every 2.5 Coreys, but that's about the way it went. Those are the guys you work with. Imagine having a discussion with them in the mid-80s about the Groundlings and the dreams of doing improv.
See, you and I have similar stories. They're just so different. My girlfriend introduced me to 2 of her girlfriends who are also of that age. And she said, I almost don't want to introduce you to this one. She's so beautiful. She's this hot blonde. Everybody pays attention to her. And this other one, she's a brunette. She's so hot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when I met them, they seemed okay. And she said, well, what do you think? And I said, they're every girl I ever met in L.A.
Yes.
You know, that's who you date now.
That's
that girl and that girl.
That's who I worked with. Yep. That's who I dated. Corey and Ozzy. Blonde and brunette in my life. Good times. That's all right. I would go talk to a piece of plywood at lunch just to find comfort. Blair?
Yeah, Adam.
All right, buddy. You're calling from Corona?
In Glendale now, but...
You ready to make it to the Greek tonight if you can get this question right?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do it.
Lord, help me. I can't change.
It's got to be Freebird.
Yes.
Sí, es bueno.
Indeed. Let's see. How many of these have we given away, by the way? Did we give away three or four? Because we have 4 to give away. We have 4 pairs to give away. I think we gave away. Did that make it 4?
No. Eric, Gilbert, and Blair.
Oh, so yeah,
we got one left. All right. Now, Troy's calling from Palm Springs. Scotch.
Mm.
Could very well be Scott. Is calling from San Francisco. San Francisco's
a
pretty good
way.
Haul.
Yeah,
Palm
buddy.
Springs, a couple hours away. San Francisco, 6-7 hours away. Let's just see if Scotch is Scotch. Scotch?
Hey, girl. What's up, Adam?
It is Scotch.
Yes, it is.
Good times.
Oh, that's your real name?
Yes, it is.
I like you already.
What's
behind? I'm in love. 12 or 18 year.
Hey, go for 12. Stop my boyfriend and come on.
Scotch, what's behind your name?
My mom wanted twins when I was growing up. Her favorite song by the Kingston Trio was Scotch and Soda. She didn't get the twins. I got the name Scotch.
That's
good
cute.
Times. Hey,
was
Scotch.
Was she going to name your brother Soda?
Yes.
She would have. I got a sister named Lovejoy.
See?
So.
Wow.
That's bueno.
And
what's her name, your sister?
Lovejoy.
God, why don't you just name the kid whore?
San Francisco. What a shocker. It's a good thing she didn't have triplets.
Yeah.
Kingston Trio, everyone. Now sing, you kids, sing.
Because it really came together when Mom sang along.
Hey, Scotch, now you're calling from San Francisco, and I like you. You seem like a great guy, but it doesn't seem realistic for you to make it out here today to get to the Greek Theater. Hell, I live in this town. It's going to take me 2 hours to get to the Greek Theater tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, I'm driving to L.A. right now.
Mm, all right. He's still in his driveway, but technically.
Right, he's on his way.
All right, Scotch, and here we go. Let's play.
Okay.
When it's 8 o'clock, the Boise, Idaho.
Mm.
Can you do that one more time?
I'm gonna give you a clue. It's not Brazy, Idaho. I think it may be Boise, Idaho. Here we go.
What is 8 o'clock in Brazy, Idaho?
I don't have a clue.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. Hmm.
Okay. What's your name?
Mmm.
See, it's bueno.
Very nice.
All right.
Dave's tough with Ozzy. All right, Scotch. We'll see you at the Greek tonight, brother.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Keep driving.
Drive safely.
All righty. We are plum out of time. What are you saying there? You got an outro, Bald Brian?
This here is Waldo, Nicaragua, Throw it up.
Oh, yeah.
going to take ourselves a break. When we come back, a little format change. That's about all I'll give away, but a surprise format change on the show. We got to keep moving with the times. We got to grab some ratings.
Yeah, right.
So we'll do that for you next on the Adam Carolla Show. Well, there's been a little format change out here. We're no longer 97.1 FM out here in Los Angeles. We're now Motorin FM. Motorin FM 97.1. What's your price for flight? I'm Dusty Wheeler coming at you in the morning. We got T over there. She's got what's happening. Entertainment news out there. T, what's going on out there? Entertainment news.
Yeah. New York Yankee A-Rod is celebrating his B-Day. Happy birthday, Slugger.
Happy birthday from Dusty Wheeler over there, Motorin FM. We got it. Marty St. Clair in the air. He's got the Best Buy Chopper 9. Chopper 9. Jet Chopper 9. What's your price for flight, Marty St. Clair?
Hey, Dusty, we're up here in the Travelworm jet copter. Find out your price for flight at Travelworm.com. Hey, slow and go on the 5. Check out the highways and byways. Factor that slow and go brake lights into your commute. Mattress and lanes on the 405. Hey, this is brought to you by Empire Carpets. Old worn out carpet schedule and home estimate today. Call 800-588-2300. Empire. Back to you, Dusty.
Good stuff. Marty St. Clair in the air. I'm Dusty Wheeler. You're listening to Motorin FM. All Sister Christian all day long. We take the best part of the best song and we just keep playing it.
Yeah.
This is Motorin FM.
A lot of guys out there play your favorite hits. A lot of guys out there play your favorite hit. We play your favorite part from your favorite hit. It's Motorin FM 97.1. Dusty Wheeler here.
Motorin.
Good stuff, T. You're willing to check it in. 6-7 Motoring Degrees. Corona, 6-7 degrees. Bellflower, 6-7. Covina, 6-7. Solvang, 6-7 degrees. City Industry, 67 degrees. Loma Linda, 6-7 degrees. Monrovia, 67 degrees. Apple Valley, check it in. 67 Motoring Degrees. Motorin FM. I'm Dusty Wheeler. We got the Stump at the Bump trivia contest coming up. Free gas for a week also. We got your traffic jams and time for Gridlock Rock. That's coming up. 10 o'clock hour. Danny, a.k.a. Red Bulls, out on the site. Danny, out there with Sludge. What's going on out there, buddy?
Hey, Dusty, it's me, the Red Bull.
Where are you, Red Bull?
I'll tell you where I am. I am out here in Duarte. We're cutting the big ribbon at a grand opening at the Pep Boys in Duarte. But, you know, on the Dusty Wheeler Show, we do stuff a little different. We're not cutting the ribbon. We're going to put Sludge's nuts on top of the ribbon. You get Sludge's nuts. You rip the ribbon. You win. A grand prize on the Dusty Wheeler Show. This is the Red Bull.
Good stuff out there. Okay, head out there to Arlita. Find Sludge over there. Give him a big kick in the nuts. Say that's courtesy of Dusty Wheeler over at Motor and Motor and FM. We take the best part of the best song and we never stop playing it.
This is Motor and FM.
It's good stuff. Now we'll be checking in once again with Marty St. Clair in the air. Marty, what's it looking like out there on the Motor and Highway?
Careful, watch out for brake light to the Orange Crush. The DeVore Pass, thanks to Tipster Ernie. We got traffic on the 7s every 7 seconds. Mattress in lanes. Hey, we got an ottoman in lanes over on the 55. Hey, treat yourself to a new dinette set today at Levitt's. No financing till 2009. You'll love it at Levitt's. Back to you, Dusty.
It's Marty St. Clair in the air. Courtesy of the Best Buy Jet Copter 9. Best Buy. What's your price for flight? T, what's going on? Entertainment news over there. Hold on quickly. Let me break in with the weather. Weather, traffic, and weather. Checking in at the top corner every hour. By the way, 6:56 in the a.m. That's 56 after 6. That's 14 away from 7 o'clock straight up where you have news, traffic, weather, and news at top of each hour. Yukaipa checking in 67 degrees. Chula Vista 67. Downey 67. Diamond Bar 67 degrees. Rancho Mirage 67. Fontana 67 degrees. And 67 degrees right here at Motorin FM. I'm Dusty Wheeler. What's your price for a flight? What's your price for entertainment news, D? What's going on out there?
Good morning, Dusty Wheeler. Woo! No more baby bump for Naomi Watts. She and Liam Schreiber had a baby. Congratulations. Woo!
I'm Dusty Wheeler. Listen to Motorin' FM, 97.1 Motorin' FM. A lot of stations play hits. A lot of stations play one hit. Now we've nailed it down to one particular part of one hit. Motorin' FM. We're checking in with Red Bull. Where are you now, Red Bull?
Hey, this is the Red Bull. You got to come out. We're doing something special. You know, we never do anything the same way twice on the Dusty Wheeler Show. Here's what we're doing now. I am down in the city of industry. We're doing the taquito tossing contest, but here's the Dusty Wheeler twist. We're going to eat them first, then we're going to chuck some brewskis, then we're going to toss our taquitos.
Kick sludge in the nuts.
Yeah, kick him in the nuts.
Head out there, see Red Bull kick sludge in the nuts. Hear himself a taquito. Give that big fat intern sludge, big cuckoo, a big tubagoo out there. Smart leopard, he's going to be dead in 10 minutes. I got like a thyroid. Get it. That big sloppy pig number's up to you. He's such a disgusting, sweaty mess. He's a fat, this pink with stretch marks and huge areolas. His sludge is out there. He's living at home. He's crying himself to sleep. He's masturbates feverishly. He has no personal life. He has no personal life at all. He's got no friends. He's bigger. Fat, fat tub of goo. He makes no money. He makes less than minimum wage. You know what sludge makes? He makes what waiters make minus the tip. Speaking of the tip, the guy's never had light at all. Disease, his arteries are clogged, his heart's gonna explode in 5 minutes. Get out there and kick sludge in the nuts before his heart explodes. A big sack of goo is a disgusting sloppy makes me sick. I'm Dusty Wheeler. You're listening to Motorin' FM, Rancho Mirage, checking in at 67 degrees. Fontana, 67. Hawaiian Garden, 67 degrees. Big Bear, 67 degrees. Duarte, 67 degrees. Set, we're doing 70s at 7. We got the Diamond Lane dating game coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Carpool Comedy, 97.1 prize pack. It's 6:58. That's 58 after 6 o'clock. That's two away from the top of the hour. We got news, traffic, and weather. Weather, traffic, and news at the top every hour. Let's go back and check in one more time with Marty St. Clair in the air. He's in the Best Buy Jetcopter 9. What's your prize for a flight, Marty?
This just in. This is in, Dusty. Sing alert of the DeVore Pass. I don't even know where that is. Hey, like meat, like cheese, get them both hot and toasted at your local Quiznos. Back to you, Dusty.
That's Marty St. Clair in the air, courtesy our good friends over at Best Buy, the Jetcopter 9. What's your prize for fly? Stump the Bump Trivia Contest coming up. Free gas for a week. We've got traffic jams coming up all week long. And it's time for some gridlock rock. Please enjoy this one part of this one song we've been playing over and over again. Motorin'. Let's sit back and enjoy the jam. I'm Dusty Wheeler. It's 6:59. That's 59 after 6 o'clock. That's 1 minute away from 7, the top o'clock of the hour. We got news, traffic, weather, news. Red Bull's out in our lead. He's at Jiffy Lube out there now. Find him and kick sludge into us. Big sack of, you know, sludge. He lost his mom last week. She's claimed by cancer. Big C got her. She was a big C. Thank God the big C got it. Go down there, kick sludge in the nuts. It's good time. Kick a man when he's down. Well, T, what's coming up in the news?
Well, Bill Engvall is motoring towards 50. It's his birthday. I hope he doesn't get any cake on his blue collar.
Big tip of the cap, the cowboy cap there, trucker cap, Big Engvall, 51 years old, Motorin' FM, Sludge is out in Arlita, he's with Red Bull, Dusty Wheeler back in the studio, we got the Diamond Lane dating game next on Motorin' FM.
Great moments in local news.
Wanted by local police, the Big Banana Bandit.
That's a great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, sorry, I swallowed a Cheerio. Oops. Yes, it's my show, but it's Teresa's time to shine with the news. Hold on a second,
sorry. I don't mind applause.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Yesterday, thank you. Michael Vick pled not guilty to all the charges against him in the dogfighting scandal, and a trial date was set for November 26th. His lawyer, Billy Martin, read a prepared statement from Michael Vick, which includes several apologies. Let's take a listen to Michael Vick's lawyer reading the prepared statement from Michael Vick.
I respectfully ask all of you to hold your judgment until all of the facts are shown. Above all, I would like to say to my mom, I'm sorry for what she has had to go through in this most trying of times. It has caused pain to my family, and I apologize to my family. I also want to apologize to my Falcon teammates for not being with them at the beginning of spring training. As you know, Michael has played football his entire life. His entire life? Michael wants the world to know that there is nowhere that he would rather be right now than in training camp with his teammates.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, I wonder if a Falcon could beat a pit bull. Fair fight.
Could I get any money for that?
Not a lot of brothers into falconry. You know what I mean? I feel like the brothers ought to get more into that.
No, I was going to say that's the white man's hobby, but it's not.
It's not.
Not really. It's the brown man's hobby.
Which one?
Well, the Arabs are really, really into falconry. But so is was British royalty. So it's both.
Mm-hmm. But not the brothers.
Brothers.
Here's the thing. You, the brothers, meaning, into the dog fighting and into the pigeon raising. I've seen Mike Tyson on the roof of his Brooklyn building raising them pigeons.
Now, is that a brother thing or a Tyson thing?
Interesting.
I also saw it in a great movie with...
If I see one black guy do one thing, that's their thing.
Black guy thing?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the way I work with nationalities. I don't have time.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
One guy's good enough.
I see one Mexican dressed as a snow cone holding a sign, and it's like, all you guys, all the time, dressing as snow cones. An entire country where people dress as snow cones. The mayor dresses as a snow cone and drives and holds a sign. Yeah, that's just the way it works. I don't have time to really give people
You know
time.
What? But you're better than you think then, because I just realized I saw a Forrest Whitaker movie where he played an assassin, and he raised pigeons on his
way. Well, there you go. There's two black guys, and that's all you need to know.
And one's an assassin.
The point is you like the raising of pigeons, but it's a little passive. They're just going out crapping on cars and coming back. The dog fighting's a little over the top. The falconry... You got your fighting, you got your birds. I'm just saying, brothers, you know what? I'm going to start a program where it's like falcons for at-risk inner-city youth. That's what I'm going to do. Instead of going down there and building a park and letting them play caroms all night, I'm getting them falcons.
All right.
Write that down.
At the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right.
Okay, well, who said this? Quote, I wasn't driving. The black kid was driving.
That was a falcon. That was a kid's falcon.
Going with Lindsay Lohan.
Allegedly, it was Lindsay Lohan. Of course, the plot thickens. Now, TMZ is reporting that there was some kind of hostage crisis involving Lindsay Lohan. Basically, early Tuesday morning, she commandeered a car, took three men hostage. This, according to these three men who were in the car with her, they seem to be, one of them was the boyfriend of Lindsay Lohan's assistant, who she was allegedly chasing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've given an interview about their wild ride with Lindsay Lohan. Now, no one's clear who was driving this car that gave chase either to her assistant or to her assistant's mother, but there is now a 911 call. This is the assistant's mother, Terrence, the assistant. Mm-hmm. And she was either fired or she quit a couple hours before this phone call at a party. And it's unclear who started chasing who, but this mother called 911. Okay. And yesterday, TMZ posted this call. And as far as we know, this is the mother of Taryn Graham. It's a little confusing. She's a little hysterical. The 911 operator is especially ineffectual and a little bit rude. I'll let you be the judge, but this woman who's calling is referring to he, but she's talking about the car that was carrying Lindsay Lohan.
Hey, I want to complete, what's the emergency?
Yes, sir. I'm so
hello,
Montana.
You're where? I'm Montana, ma'am.
Is this a police officer? No, it's not.
This is the Santa Monica police.
Is he behind you?
Well, no. Where are you? Ma'am.
Right now we're on 7th and Wilshire.
Okay, what's going on there?
We were just about to park her car. We were coming home, and out of nowhere, a huge white GMC came up and... Okay, that's okay. We're 4th and Wilshire. We're coming down right now. We're being followed by a GMC. The gentleman jumped out of the car.
And what did he do?
Oh, my God, sir, they're following us.
Okay, it goes on, and she gets even more hysterical.
We're driving into the police station, sir, please.
Okay, but what did he...
The gentleman came out of his car.
There he is. It's that white GMC pickup.
He may have a gun, sir. And
okay, no. Well, I need to know what he did, ma'am.
He pulled. I don't know what exactly.
Yeah, they're in front.
Oh my God! What is he doing?
What's going on? Ma'am, listen, oh God, listen sir. To me, ma'am, listen to me, okay? Answer my question.
Oh my God.
Answer my answer my questions, okay? I need to, ma'am. They're in front of HQ now. Hold somebody code, ma'am. What's going on there?
No, I would have hung up on that bitch.
Me too.
10 minutes ago, I'd be the world's worst 911 operator. What goes on with people where they can completely tune out? See, I have this hypervigilance thing. I can't tune out of somebody who says something to me, even if I'm having another conversation or watching TV. I don't understand how people do that. She's on the phone and nothing's going on. The guy didn't pull a machete or anything, right?
No, as far as I know.
Not from
the guy just like gets out of the car, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Some people are afraid of strangers who aren't white. She may well have been one of these people.
I'm not fully clear on who that is.
I don't get the black.
There are three guys that are with Lindsay Lohan. She took one of their cars. The Denali was not Lindsay Lohan's. It's allegedly one of these kids who she had just met that day. And they are the ones who gave an interview. And they said that Lindsay commandeered the car. And mm-hmm. she told them, quote, "I can't get in trouble. I'm a celebrity. I can do whatever the F I want." Then she told the cops, "I wasn't driving. The black kid was driving."
Ah, all right.
And in the picture, there's three of them.
And she whispered, "Hey, black kid, it's totally worth it to say you're driving."
Trust me. Right. And in the picture, there's three kids, and none of them look white particularly. So mm-hmm. I don't know to whom she was referring, but the plot thickens. It's very convoluted. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of it.
Mm.
Speaking of convoluted, Hey Paula was on last night.
Yeah. Favorite show.
Paula got very, very... Well, first of all, there were dark times because she had to go see about her neck troubles. And she goes to a special clinic in San Diego. She's apparently had many surgeries on her neck, and she requires a lot of treatment for her pain. But the good news was she finally got... she was very enthusiastic about something. She got a radio show, and it seemed like she got maybe an opportunity to audition for a radio show, and it wasn't clear what the radio show was, but it was a syndicated national show, and she was so excited when she got off this conference call. Let's take a listen.
Then they just came out and said it, that they wanted to offer me a chance to produce a demo for a national syndicated weekly radio show. I couldn't believe it. I was, you know, pretty emotional about it. It's kind of like a dream come true.
I'm so, not for I'm the so listener. Excited. I can't contain myself. Thank
and
you so much.
Do this.
I am going to make you so proud. You have no idea.
And as the details were being laid out, I tried to maintain my composure. But, you know...
That was her after she hung up the phone. She was psyched.
Radio is not the place for Paula.
You don't think?
No.
The streets of California are not the place for
yes,
Paula.
Yes, my cat has more place in my pool than she does behind a microphone. I mean, she can't string together an effing sentence. She's almost incoherent.
Yeah.
Radio?
You watched it.
Yeah, I watched it.
What's going on with this back pain?
Well,
could you just have back pain because you like the drugs and you actually convince yourself that it hurts?
Well, you can. That you know, the what is that called?
Psychosomatic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the word I was looking for, but that will certainly do. But you don't have to. Back pain is almost impossible to prove you do or do not have.
Right.
And if you find the right doctor... He'll say, "Does it hurt when I do this?" And he'll look at you and you'll go, "Well, no, not really." And say, "Does it hurt when I do this?" And you go, oh, yes.
Right.
He goes, "Well, here's what you have."
Like on Entourage, when the pot doctor said, "Don't you have Crohn's disease?"
Yeah. Yes.
Doctor shopping, by the way, is way harder than they make it out in like newspapers and stuff.
Right.
If you have a serious, we were talking about people who take 100 Vicodin a day.
Mm-hmm.
To do that via doctors...
Mm-hmm.
is almost impossible. First of all, almost all pharmacies are connected by computers.
Elvis ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, damn right.
Well, it's like this, too. Here's the problem with the back pain. 90% of it is psychosomatic.
Right.
Here's all anyone needs to know. any young person who didn't play in the NFL or who wasn't horribly injured when they fell off some scaffolding on a construction site probably doesn't have any real back problems. They have emotional problems. The problem is we don't know if they're amongst the 5% who actually does. And there's no way of telling, so you have to believe them.
Right. Right,
that's
exactly
the problem. It's like disability.
Right.
95% of the people who say they can't work can work, especially since they're not working in logging camps. They're
right.
Sitting at goddamn desks with ergonomic chairs staring at a computer screen all day. Are you telling me you can't handle that? Mm-hmm. Point is they can work, and the people with back pain don't really have back pain. They're strung out on medication. They want painkillers.
Right.
Then comes a point where you don't know if the back pain is creating the pain so that you can feed yourself
yeah.
more meds, because what happens is you start getting on Vicodin, and Vicodin or these other drugs are very addictive, and your brain just craves them. So your brain wants more Vicodin, so your brain tells your back to start acting up so it can feed itself.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple cycle, and this happens all the time in life. You think, oh, wait a minute, it's my brain that's doing the talking. I think I would know. No, you don't. Your brain wants the Vicodin, tells the back it hurts, it gets more Vicodin. So that's why most people that have these chronic back pain or these chronic whatever seem nuts.
Right.
They are nuts.
They are nuts.
Yeah. Most people that have the indoor allergies,
right.
they have the environmental allergies.
Yeah.
Is that latex paint? I'm allergic to latex. I'm allergic to the carpet. I'm allergic to whatever. I have a back. Oh, I have Epstein-Barr or cystic fibrosis or whatever disease du jour there is.
Yeah.
You always go, oh, yes, yes. But first, you're nuts.
Right.
Secondly, you have cystic fibrosis or Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue or whatever, or environmental allergies, whatever. But you're nuts, number one. Number one, nuts. Number two, back pain.
I'm allergic to Roseanne Barr, and you would not believe the amount of medication I need to take.
I'm allergic to Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Well,
your turn, T.
I'm not allergic to the Simpsons movie. It's coming out tonight.
Medium segue.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I was...
But if you had one of those segues, you could get to your next story. Seemed a little better.
Simpsons has a movie?
I
didn't even know they were still on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
Live action?
This just in, Lynn and Alex, mm-hmm. who are one of our favorite couples that come in here with the celebrity gossip.
He's gay!
They are on a website called LA Rag Mag. They hit the red carpet for the Simpsons premiere, and they talked to Simpsons creator Matt Groening.
We're trying to get Danny Bonaducci or Adam Carolla on the show. Who would make a better guest star?
Oh, my gosh. We need them both. We need them both to play a Siamese twin. That'd be the most fantastic thing.
That'd be awesome.
How about that? See, my focus was elsewhere because I needed to get to that clip.
By the way, I think it's conjoined twin.
Yeah, they don't say Siamese twin
No,
anymore.
Like we don't say mulatto anymore.
Right.
We say
Oreo.
Somebody
said that to me the
I
other
did.
Day. We don't say mulatto?
It's the person to your right.
I didn't know who, because I was so shocked that maybe I had said something like...
No,
well,
that
I'm
is.
I'm afraid to even say anything.
Mulatto is our colored. That's this generation's colored.
So
I would have to explain to my grandmother, oh no, you don't say colored.
Right.
You say the N-word. No. You don't say,
no,
you don't say colored.
Time,
you say black.
But there was a time.
It was acceptable at one point.
But I didn't know it had been replaced.
Yes.
What's it replaced with?
Mixed race?
The tough part is it got a crappy replacement.
Yeah.
The replacement was just a sort of description. You know, we need a word.
By the way, brothers, I'll call you whatever you want, but I think you got a crappy replacement from black. I thought black was cool. Yeah, African American is like...
Yeah, that sucks.
It's a lot of words
And the thing
on,
is, like, yeah, person of mixed descent and stuff like that, it's no good. All right, so let's get rid of mulatto, but let's put something in there.
Yeah.
It should be one word.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That describes a person of mixed heritage.
Mm-hmm.
But does it?
How about
an Asian and a Mexican a mulatto, or were they ever? Or is it just black and white?
I think it only refers to black and white.
That's what I thought.
Mm.
They shouldn't have changed it.
How about mocha head or... you know what? When you used to go to the movie theater and you'd order the Mountain Dew, the Pepsi,
right.
and the Orange Whip, they'd call it a suicide.
Ah!
Right.
Wait a second. What about an Albert Palmer? Albert.
But you know what? I can't say that. I have to have somebody else order it for me.
Why? I can't either,
okay, listen,
apparently.
Ready? What will you have to drink? I'll have a Miller Lite. Mr. Bonaducci, what would you like? I'll have an Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer.
It's so hard.
I can't say
sound.
It. I just can't say it.
Yeah, well, actually, now we're all over the road, but Jimmy, I believe it was Jimmy that invented the Tiger Woods.
Ah.
See, there's Arnold Palmer is the iced tea right. and the lemonade, and the Tiger Woods is the half regular Coke, half Diet Coke.
Oh, I like the Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it called the Tiger Woods?
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
Well, A, you're going golfer.
Right. Right.
Because you're going Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And then B, you're going color. You think about it? I don't know. He's
just
the world's most famous golfer.
Well, do I have time for one more story?
Yes, but we still have to replace... What are we looking
Mulatto.
For? Mulatto.
Yeah, I think the reason that one of the reasons that may be offensive is because it, I think it's Spanish for a small mule. Perhaps
yep,
that's one of
it.
The reasons that people don't want to be called that.
I so know, but
Dred Scott is probably out too.
Everything
probably.
I'm
guessing.
Everything that you eventually get to has a horrible, you know, paddy wagon type heritage to it. Yes.
Yeah, but Yid is fine. It's just short for Yiddish.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
Mind
why
that.
Not?
All right, now here's a story out of Painesville, Ohio. There's one of these judges that
actually,
likes...
Actually, I'm sorry to correct you. They've changed the name of that. They thought it was too blunt. It's now, I'm a little uncomfortable, Ohio.
Ouchie, Ohio. There's a judge there. He's one of these judges... who loves creative sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys.
Michael Cicconetti.
Mm.
Here's a few of the things in the past he's done. He ordered a couple who'd stolen a baby Jesus statue out of a manger to dress up as Mary and Joseph and walk around with the donkey.
Good times.
Right? And then there's
you
a
mean Mulatto.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then a woman abandoned 30...
By that much
a woman abandoned 35 kittens.
Mm-hmm.
So he made her spend one winter night out in the woods without food or water.
Right.
Well... There were three men who were busted for soliciting a prostitute. And he offered them a deal. You three Johns can spend, potential Johns, can spend 30 days in jail. Or you can spend 3 hours on the corner wearing a giant chicken costume.
Mm-hmm.
And holding a sign that says, no chicken ranch in Painesville.
Mm-hmm.
They took the deal. Of course, that's a reference to the chicken ranch brothel in Nevada. All three guys took the deal. They stood out there. In their chicken suits, and this judge is very popular. People enjoy his sentencing.
Mm. Look, this is just a placeholder, and I know I didn't come up with it, but I think Wigger will do, you know, until we can get a...
Well, first of all, I think that's offensive, but I also
oh,
think it
a
refers
white guy.
To
yeah.
something different. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Please refrain from using ethnic slurs.
Yeah, I'm going to need to pound this one out.
See what you can do.
Hey, we have a clip, by the way. It's funny that you brought up the chicken suit thing, because I was watching CNN this morning at about 5 a.m., and they have the chicken costume story on CNN, so let's listen to that.
A Painesville, Ohio judge handing out an unusual sentence to three men convicted of trying to solicit sex. He's making them wear a chicken suit and hold a sign that reads, "No chicken ranch in Painesville." It is a reference to a famous brothel in Nevada. The judge borrowed the suit from a woman who wears it around a local hospice to cheer up patients.
Good times.
I don't think they're going to be soliciting any more sex.
I don't understand how that suit could cheer up anybody.
The San Diego Chicken, though, remember, he was quite cheery.
Wow.
Good news and bad news over at the hospice. The good news is... Relative good news, you have full-blown AIDS. Bad news, there's a chick in a chicken suit. She's going to be standing at the foot of your bed until you die.
Yeah, like that Robin Williams movie.
That's right.
You'll be much better.
Patch Adam.
By the way.
They took the chicken suit from a chick who worked at a hospice. And by the way, do you, is that, I mean, should you hit people up for favors who work at hospices?
A, no. And B, I would have no problem soliciting successfully a hooker while dressed as a chicken.
Sure.
They're hookers. That could be your thing. Have you ever heard of plushies?
Yeah.
People who dress up in big fluffy suits like animals and costumes. It's a sexual, it's a fetish.
Yeah.
I'd have no problem getting myself a hooker dressed
as
a chicken.
Plus, then every word would get out. Chicken boy's a huge tipper.
Right.
And he's fast. Yeah. Next thing you know, other guys are dressing up in chicken suits just so they think they're you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure I can do the math on this, but if Chicken Boy gets around that he's a good tipper and he's brief, say a minute, and you're paying $100,
right?
What does that come out to an hour? 60 times 100.
Yeah.
6,000 or 60,000?
Yes.
6,000.
Yeah.
6,000 an hour for a hooker.
It's good.
Not bad.
Good times, although it takes 45 minutes to get out of the chicken suit.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's true. Well, with all the important news about hookers and poultry, I'm Teresa Strasser.
Tomorrow's news. Today, Teresa Strasser. CNN.
More than usual?
No, it just says that I'm Tracy Stosser, that's the news. Could have said, you could have just said these words. God, I hate myself for doing this.
Well, that's really the subtext of almost everything I say.
Mm.
Douche.
Douche. That'll replace.
Douche.
No, it's offensive.
Why,
look,
my usage of the word douche has increased about 9,000% since working with you.
You didn't write it in all those articles for those San Francisco magazines you used to work on?
Not
a douchebag has stuck with me quite a while. I want you to know.
We need to, well, the shoe fits. We need to take, if the nozzle fits.
Yep,
we need to take, I swear, you know, I want to bring douche back nozzle. My douche nozzle.
Right.
As I said, you know, people would call everyone the douche bag, but the douche bag hangs on the door far away from the business end of the
douche.
Business
I
end.
I thought it hung on the shower curtain rod.
Wherever.
Don't you need some kind of gravity to make it do its job?
Well, hang.
Or a friend to squeeze it real fast?
Hanging on the bathroom door would do that.
Right. Oh, at the top of the door.
All right, yeah.
Oh, see, I see.
You don't hang stuff on the bottom of the door.
I don't think anybody even douches anymore.
Well, the point is.
Well, it turned out to be bad for you, right? Causes yeast infections.
The douche bag.
Yes.
This is amazing.
This morning?
Did you guys do a couple rails where you do it? The douche bag is not the part that's insulting. The douche nozzle.
Right.
That's
right.
The insulting
inside
part.
Inside the glory hole.
So instead of calling guys douchebags, call them douche nozzles.
Okay.
It sounds funnier, and it's your own.
If you remember, Lee Harvey Oswald said, if I was going to give the world an enema, I'd stick the hose in Dallas.
Really?
So you're absolutely right.
I saw that on that
stamp.
There
is no end to the information that you have provided us today.
God damn right, Brian.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break. Joel McHale.
Douche. He's not a douche.
No. And if he was, he would smell of fresh-cut pine.
But he's a tall drink of water, so he's close.
Joel McHale in studio from The Soup with his clips next. Joel McHale, Adam, ladies' man.
Man lover, about town.
Friend, Joel McHale in from The Soup on E! God bless you, Joel. We didn't think you were going to be with us this morning.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm going to go to Tampa tomorrow.
Mmm. Well, God bless you. I'm looking up at the screen right now, and I'm seeing Michael Moore's tremendous head fill it up.
Oh.
And he was supposed to be on the show. You know what happens a lot? And he eats a lot.
Yeah.
He was going to be on the show a week or so ago.
Feed me.
He was supposed to do it at, I don't know, 8 o'clock,
yeah.
And then he didn't call in at 8 o'clock, and then he was supposed to do it at 8:15.
There's a big radio tour where someone calls ahead of him and goes, Michael's about to come on.
Right, and then what it is it's a... it's a pebble in your boot because you're trying to do your two-step, but you have to keep thinking about that pebble because you keep doing these qualifiers like, well, coming up, we'll do the news if Michael Moore doesn't call in. But if he does, we'll talk to Michael Moore.
Break the news
we'll, okay, we're going to start the news now, but if Michael interrupts, then we'll stop the news and talk to him, and then he never calls in.
Right.
But then he apologizes, and he says, you know what? I feel bad for being the pebble in your morning show's boot. I'll tell you what, I will haul my fat ass in here on Monday and sit down with you guys. And you think, that's a mensch. That's
right.
A good guy.
He took care of his own business.
Listen, people are busy. They have schedules. They make mistakes, whatever. Good. Now you make it up to me, and we're cool.
Right. You show up.
Well, he was going to show up the following week, and then he was going to call in today, and he canceled. And that's that thing where it's like... Listen, all you a-holes out there, I don't mind that you don't show up on the show. I just mind the part where you say you're going to show up on the show.
More
I
than
talk
once.
About your fat ass showing up on the show, and then you don't show up on the show. I don't want any guests. As a matter of fact, Joel McHale, hit the bricks!
Okay, thanks for having
get
me.
Get the F out of here.
No, please.
Sorry, Friday's at 10. Friday's at 10.
Honest to God, aside from friends who come in like you and also have the clips from the show, I'm with Adam. I don't think more than three-quarters of the time the guests are nearly as good is if we just sit around and talk with ourselves about stuff we did and in the papers. And, you know, our friends are a different matter. But Michael Moore is going to be long-winded and blustery. And so I say after three times of canceling, we vote. My vote, dead to me.
Wow. Yes. Now, it's ironic that his movie is called Sicko. Mm-hmm. And the amount of stress that he has put you through has cost how much in medical bills?
A lot.
Into the millions.
Well, into the millions.
Actually, nothing, because I'm going to Canada and Cuba to take care of mine, because I learned it from the fat bastard.
Right. So that alone, I think that's just irresponsible.
Class action. The point is when I found out Joel McHale was in and Michael Moore was out, I looked up and thanked my maker. So, Joel, let's get started with some clips. What do we got?
Adam, I know that you TiVo Nancy Grace every day because you learn a lot and she's pleasant, right?
And when she talked that lady into killing herself, I thought that was cool.
That was good. Nancy has a diabolical. Well, go ahead.
She is like your mom's most condescending friend when you were small.
Yes.
She's the one where you go running into the kitchen and fling the door open at her house, and she's like, people don't come. Little Joel, excuse you. You do not come into other people's homes without permission. You know, your mom's sing-songy, preachy, condescending, passive-aggressive,
horrible,
meant for her husband speeches, but giving it to the 9-year-old. See, that's her. Yeah. That's her. I can't tell you, by the way, all the speeches I heard from other people's parents and adults in general that were probably meant for other adults that had screwed them over, but they were trying to correct this 9-year-old.
And they always use the passive-aggressive roundabout way of putting you down instead of just saying, hey, you're tracking dirt in here. Can you get your shoes out of here?
Excuse you. It is not all right for you to trot in here in your filthy keds.
I don't know what you do at your house or how your mother raises you.
We live in a barn, so that was one maybe I understand that.
All right.
Well, you're born in a barn? Well, unless you're talking to Jesus, that might not be that big of an insult.
Well, Nancy Grace always takes a lot of umbrage with anyone involved in a crime, and they're always guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. She is judge, jury, and executioner. But she has done something now where she has been able to find guests that are actually more aggravating than herself.
Wow.
I know it seems impossible. It's like finding a black pearl. Mm-hmm. But she has this.
Bailey. Name for mulatto?
I'm going Bailey.
You know, that's not bad.
Because pearls are white.
That's pretty good.
But this is a black pearl.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's not bad.
It's snappy.
Yes.
It's on the leaderboard.
We can't use mulatto anymore.
It's offensive.
And it sounds rare and wonderful.
Of mixed race is just too lumpy for my ballot. Black pearl. He's a black pearl.
I mean, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Bailey. Go with Pearl Bailey.
Bailey? Yeah, that takes an explanation. People think it's booze, although Bailey's and cream. All right, keep going.
Oh.
Let's keep going. Black problem.
Okay, so she has this woman named Susan Moss, and they decided to devote a long hour to Lindsay. And here is this star guest, Susan Moss.
Lindsay Lohan does not need a friend. She does not need a sorority sister. She does not need a drinking buddy. She needs a parent. Apparently, she needs a double dose of candy. Candy spelling, that is. Absolutely. Lindsay Lowe caught on blow to jail. She must go.
Holy Toledo.
Nipsey Russell. Wait a minute. That's my new name. Nipsey.
Candy, that is.
Candy. Which needs a double dose of candy.
Anytime you finish your joke or pun with that is, it's time to do some soul searching.
She's sitting there scribbling this down onto a piece of paper, rehearsing it. And Nancy, usually she berates her guests. She's interrupting them. She doesn't let them say their points because she's already thought of what she's going to do to insult them.
Mm.
No, with Susan Moss, she just lets her go. Just lets it happen.
Sure. Well, there's nothing better or more uncomfortable than when someone is supposed to be speaking off the cuff, but you can tell this stuff was preloaded into their brain hours ago.
Yeah.
Then you just needs like a double dose of candy. Candy spelling, that is. Was she looking at her quarterback's wristband while she was saying that?
Reading it now.
Is she work for a newspaper in the 40s? Yeah, kind of spelling, that is.
What do you know?
What do you know? Hey,
Hey,
what's the scoop?
I'm on the Dumont Network.
I'm going to go hop in my jalopy and get down.
Junk you public to all the ships at sea.
There's a speakeasy open down on Main Street.
22 Skidoo.
We're going to raid it. All the black barrels are down there drinking.
Dateline, Berlin, Germany. All right.
Speaking of grace, the word grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace on the... okay, I can't
even
make...
You mean Saving Grace?
Saving Grace. Yeah. Holly Hunter got interviewed on, and I will say this, ABC News. Holly Hunter was interviewed on ABC News by a woman named Mary Miller, who I think won a contest to interview her. No, she did not win a contest. It seems like that when you hear it. There, I do not believe, as you will hear this, this is unedited except for the part where we jump to the end of her. We start at the beginning and we just jump to the end.
I'm waiting!
But, hold on! Hold on! I'm setting it up!
Come on. Sometimes you want to strangle him a little bit, don't you?
Well, it'd be hard to, I mean, I feel like my arm would just slip right off his bald head.
Come on!
It's all the polish.
I would be just go in there for the, okay. And, that all said... enjoy. I don't think this is an audio problem. As we watched it, get a load of this.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
What?
Live news.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
What happened?
Oh. Okay, we love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no. Was that a satellite interview?
Good times.
You can catch more Holly on sure. Saving Grace. Make sure to check us out on the
I think I've had my fill.
The arts and entertainment section of NBCnews.com.
NBC.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Wow.
Is this a local news affiliate doing a satellite interview?
This was network ABC News.
National the good news is you're fired.
And was Holly sitting right there?
No, Holly was on satellite, but you could tell it was not an audio problem, especially the point where she goes, tell us about this new play, or she goes, tell us about this new character you play, Grace.
Mm, yeah.
How she was just running.
No punctuation.
But she must be hot.
Is she?
Not as hot as you would think.
Really?
No.
Not as hot as you would think she would have to be.
That's truly a gem, Joel.
Is Holly Hunter nuts?
I watched the show, actually.
I suspect she's nuts.
She's a great actress, but I think, you know, she was a little difficult to understand in broadcast news. It's gotten very intense. She has a kind of a marbly mouth.
Mm-hmm. I was in love with her after broadcast.
I was in love with her, too. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
I thought that actually might beat The Last Emperor for Best Picture of the Year.
She's a little spitfire, but on this show, she plays a cop, and it's very... I needed subtitles. I can't understand what she's saying.
Mm. Where are you from?
Marbly. Me?
Yeah.
San Francisco, California.
She only speaks gay.
Oh, well, that's why. She's from the South.
She's from the South, but, you know, she's a great actress.
I just felt so bad for that woman.
Joel.
We'll never have another clip from her because she's going to get fired.
No, I don't think
so. Adam,
yeah, she's not hot. No, if she was piping hot, they'd
keep
her
on. Was not very hot. Not at all.
You want to give us a tease before we go into break, Joel McHale?
Yeah, this tease, I'm not going to even tell you the show. I just want you to guess what this sound is.
Got it.
A black pearl won the lottery?
Is that the dolphin lady from last week?
Dennis Trill.
No?
It was a Kahlua and Cream one.
Whatever. Oh,
black pearl has already become offensive. I don't know how it happened.
Why?
You just thought of it 10 minutes ago.
But Mulatto wasn't offensive and now it is?
Mulatto is offensive.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. That's not fair to just do to us. How the hell is Whitey supposed to know unless somebody tells us?
I know. Right.
No, I knew it. I know Mulatto is offensive. Right. You don't use Mulatto anymore. You use black pearl.
That's right.
It's nice. Pearl, white, black. Come on. Rare. It's rare in nature.
That's true.
Don't see it that often.
It's a beautiful jewel.
I want to combine all my ideas.
How about Cafe Fredo?
Fredo's a little confusing, though. But you're right. Cafe Mocha, maybe. But
it's
confusing. We're not a Starbucks. But this is the United States. We need to take ourselves a break. Joel McHale.
We'll decipher that. What that was.
Yeah.
We will get to the bottom of that. Also, Gary Marshall.
Great guy.
You think he's coming in?
legendary Gary Marshall is going to be calling in, I believe, at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. More clips with Joel from The Soup next. Joel McHale, one of our favorite, one of the good ones. No God douche bless. Nozzle. Joel McHale. Part Black Pearl, all man. Thank Joel you. McHale from The Soup on E, 10 o'clock, Friday nights. Yes.
I had a question about the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, it's happening right now. As we speak.
Yes. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I mean, like the girls minutes. Are out there right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they go to bed? Did they just take meth and stay up all night? Or how did that work?
I oftentimes wonder when strippers, hookers, prostitutes, or Andy Dick shows up anywhere before 8 a.m., I assume they're just pushing through.
Right. Three out of four of them, I'm just nudging and saying you have to be somewhere.
Right.
One of them's Andy.
Right. Pushing through the night, yes.
I'm worried that if they get one of the pusher-throughers who said, screw it, I'm going to drink all night, they give her the car wash sign, she might scare away drivers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a chick in a two-piece vomiting into a soap bucket.
With mascara running down her face.
Right.
Our listeners.
A chipped tooth that she forgot to put a retainer in.
In our listeners' language, that's known as an aphrodisiac. You understand?
All right.
All right.
You throw on some flap steak, you got yourself a morning.
Ooh, let me tell you something,
now,
kiddies.
Now, flap steak, is that a pancake or his famous flank steak?
That is his flank steak. He calls it flap steak, and I must tell everyone, I've not met a person that doesn't not only enjoy it, but devour it. It becomes a visceral, communal experience. And there are folks.
See, it's bueno.
Much like the strippers. Good.
He barbecues every party I have, and there are people getting in line and elbowing and nudging, and they're fighting for
people
this.
People who are too cool at to get that in line party, at, the, at the Oscars are getting
right. I saw Dr. Drew eat it off the barbecue.
Me too, in Malibu.
And he burned his lips badly.
And he knew it would burn. He's a doctor.
And he's like, no. And pushed and just jammed his head down onto
he
the grill.
He kicked me when I tried to get close to him.
Yeah, he kicked
so
the twin.
So at 8 o'clock, there's going to be
right in the nuts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be a strung out. So you, at 8 o'clock, anyone can drive up, be flagged down by a stripper who's pushed through and eat flank steak now.
Yes.
Right.
On Normandy Avenue in Torrance.
That's
the
right.
The problem with that is that if Adam sees anyone dressed as anything, then that's their entire culture does that. Like there are Latin American countries where everyone dresses as snow cones. So once Adam sees the stripper
something
with
from the
car the
show
wash 2 sign,
hours ago, by the way,
there will be all strippers dressed as car wash signs when they're not at work.
Okay. All right. I got it. Okay.
Gary Marshall now.
Yay.
He's on the line.
No, he's down at the car wash.
Oh, he's in a thong. So how many pounds of steak is he?
Gary?
Hello.
Good to speak
Adam,
to you.
Manny, Teresa.
Hi.
Everybody's there.
There's a guy from a show you've never seen called Joel McHale. He's in here from The Soup. Say hi to him as well.
Hello, Mr. Soup, Joel McHale. Hi.
Yeah, now he's known.
Hey, Marsh Gariel.
Hey, Gary, first off, big fan.
Oh, thank you very much.
Secondly, the Falcon Theater, which is your theater over in Burbank, California, I'm trying to think if I've passed that many times. Where is it exactly?
It's right across from Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, yes, I have.
Nice restaurants on Riverside and Pass.
I've actually played there.
52 Riverside. Those numbers add up to 13, my lucky number, so that's where you got
it. Yeah, it's right in the middle. It's technically in Burbank, but most people would call that Toluca Lake.
Right, and it's a great theater. It's a really wonderful theater. I do a lot of work for kids.
Yes, we do kids shows and we do adult shows. And because we're right where all the studios are, we get various stars come in and people can see the stars live.
Now, what, Gary, I've passed it many times and I've thought, you know, here we are right in the middle of some really expensive real estate in amongst restaurants and high-end boutiques and stuff. Yeah. Doesn't seem like the place for a theater, but I'm happy it's there. What got you involved in it?
Well, you know, I did a lot of research on theaters all the way back to Shakespeare, and Shakespeare had the key. He understood it was about parking. So parking. Yeah, where are you going to put your horse? Where's that wagon going to go?
Mm-hmm.
We that, you know, groundlings, you want to stand? That's no fun.
Right.
So we had parking, and no, I really did see this as a place where I could have parking and a theater, and right there with all the studios and the restaurants, Moe's, Bob's Big Boy, a lot of places. So it's a hubbub up, as they used to say.
Yeah, you should go there on a Friday night, see a show, and then walk across the street to Bob's, check out some hot rods, and get yourself the
cheese fries.
Double Bob's
only
burger.
Hot rods a Friday night, though. That they have a car show there.
Always. Yeah. Always crowded over Bob's. And let me say this about Bob's Big Boy. You know, when people talk about burgers, they always say, oh, man, fat burger. Oh, no, In-N-Out. Let's not forget Bob's Big Boy. Sesame seed on the bun and the Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Old
Bob
school.
Big Crosby bought them. It goes that far back.
Really?
Wow.
So, Gary, you know, like Penny Marshall is your sister, correct?
That's right.
I went to school with Penny and Rob Reiner's daughter, Tracy.
Tracy, yes.
Back at Colfax Elementary way back in the day. So you guys must have been, the Marshalls must have been some of the first families in the Valley. I mean, you guys have been out here for 75 years, right?
You settled the Valley?
Many, yes. We were part of, you know, 818, come visit us. Yes, nobody was here. So Bob Hope and Bing Crosby were here. But we've been here a long time, and know there are people. That's why the Falcon is kind of a friendly place, because we say hello to a lot. You know, you come, you say hello, and we don't give free food, but we do say hello.
But what are the chances we'll see Gary Marshall if we go there on any given Saturday afternoon show?
We go Wednesday to Saturday and Sunday afternoon, so a lot of times I'm there because my office is there, and I like to meet. Who wants to go on the road? I went on the road. I like to meet people, but
right.
Not on the road.
Let the road come to you, Muhammad.
Yeah, say hello. I don't have to dress up, you know.
It's thefalcontheater.com. It is right in Burbank, or right in what I would think of as Toluca Lake. Good time for the kids. My kids, I had twins. They're just 13 months old. But when they get a little bit older, I'll be dragging them to the theater and cramming some culture up their tukai.
The Enchanted Nightingale is coming, and you'll have a good time.
Are you directing anything yourself?
I'm working, the Happy Days musical's out on the road now, and they're directing it for the East Coast tour. So
Happy Days the musical?
Yeah, it's a musical about, we workshopped it at the Falcon, and we sent it out.
I see that.
You know, it's weird, if you would have said Happy Days the musical to me 6 years ago, I would have went, how's that going to work? Now it's like, oh, I understand very clearly now.
After I saw Seussical, I was pretty sure.
Everything's something else, and I mean, this is fun, and it has all the characters. Try to get a Fonzie who can scare you, and also sing and dance. There's a casting thing.
Sure. For anybody who doesn't know exactly who we're talking to, because I know everybody knows Gary Marshall, recognizes the voice.
And I know Danny Bonaduce.
You might not know this, because I'm talking dough. You can talk creativity. I'm talking money. Created Mork and Mindy, created Laverne and Shirley, created Happy Days.
Mm.
Owns them.
Wait,
wow.
So you
200
discovered,
million, maybe.
You're the
maybe
man who discovered Henry Winkler?
Pardon me?
You discovered Henry Winkler?
We found him on Happy Days. He's doing very well with Scott Baio as his own show. Look at
that. Yeah, do you watch show, I'm 45 and Single, Scott Baio?
I have not seen it yet, but I've heard a lot about it, and he's out there, and he's working, and that's good. Everybody could do a show now about your life. You go back, you say, here's my life, I'm going to do a reality show, and I'm on one, on the lot, I'm on this Find the Filmmaker.
Scott Baio had sex with so many people that whenever he goes down the list, I just watch it with my wife terrified, saying, please don't shout my name out. I actually think he may have gotten me at some point.
You know, he has. That's what the show is supposed to do. Tune in, see your friend.
I did hear Gary's name on that list, too. Controversial. The Falcon Theater, everyone. FalconTheater.com. And coming soon, Happy Days the Musical.
Can't wait.
Mazel tov to you, Gary Marshall.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
And I'm glad you had me on today. It's good to talk to you.
Say hi to Penny for me, too, will you?
I will. Thanks. Penny's coming soon with the Globetrotter picture, so you're
really? Well, another sort of move I would have scoffed at a few years ago, and now go, all right.
Yeah.
Transformers made $1 billion.
Sure.
I was laughing at that 6 months ago when someone told me they're making a Transformers movie. Now it's all on. We need to take ourselves a break. Don't worry. More with Joel McHale. He has more
Super
clips.
You want to play that weird sound again?
Yeah, let's play the weird sound and see if we can guess this one more time. Minnie Riverton.
Yes.
Steps on glass.
Yes.
Yes, at the Falconer Theater.
It's a good name for a one-woman show. All right, we'll take ourselves a break. Joel McHale from The Soup next with the rest of the clips.
Happen to miss a little bit of the fun, but I know Jill and Karen had a good time. They know I have to stay on top of my business, and they know that when I'm done with the phone and I'm all theirs, and they get all of me.
For assuming that your friends' lives revolve around you, Paula Abdul, you are The Adam Carolla Show's Blowhard of the Week.
Congratulations.
It's also how she starts her car. It will not register her ignition unless she blows into that thing. Joel McHale, not a blowhard.
God bless you.
Host of E's The Soup. Best show, not only on E, not only on cable, but on Friday night. Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Crank Anchors is on Friday night. It is a tie between Crank Anchors and The Soup. Joel McHale, God bless you. You brought your clips in.
Yep.
We played that clip.
To know.
People are calling in.
Yeah,
they want to guess.
One person got it right.
Play it one more
one
time.
One person has it right.
Now, who has it right? Sarah from Vegas?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and punch her up. Sarah?
Yeah, I'm here.
From Las Vegas. What's your guess?
I think that is Rodeo from Rock of Love.
Sí, right. Es bueno.
Yeah. Sarah, you watch that show?
Unfortunately, yes, I do. Wow.
Yeah, I watch it too.
It's a free car wash for you at Spearman Rhino right now.
I don't judge. I don't miss Hey Paula.
Yeah. No, I watched Rock of Love. Has there been two episodes or just the first episode?
I think two episodes have happened.
It's great.
I have not seen it yet.
So who's Rodeo and what was she doing
in
that clip?
Who would have thought there could be a poor man's version of Flavor of Love?
Oh. Mm,
yeah.
And it's Rock of Love. It's incredible.
You know what? I'm just laughing because I only watch those shows with my wife. She TiVos them, and I watch the show. Yes, genius. And I watch the show, and the problem is you start commenting on those shows, and there's 20 chicks, and they're all vying for the love of Vince Neil, and the first three are train wrecks. You know, it's like, oh, that drunken cougar over there making an ass of herself, and then there's like the he-she bodybuilder one, and then there's the one that's been on the road too long and passed around, you know, probably hot sometime in the 80s, but then, so you're commenting on them and everything's going great. Right. Oh, look at her. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Oh, she looks like a saddlebag. Oh, please. And that goes on and you start getting comfortable.
Uh-oh.
And then the hot sort of girl next door brunette pops in who's 27.
Yeah.
But you keep going.
Yeah, you're still in it.
Well, what have we here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, I would be tapping that. Yeah. No way. As a matter of fact, game over. And I'm not even talking about Vince. Game over for us and the twins. I'm going to. I would take her away. You just start because you get caught up in the commentary game, right. And then you just keep rolling.
And the comment, when I see the hot ones at work, we're like, well, why would she be on there?
Right.
Save her.
They're aspiring actresses.
Wait, why?
Trying to get a break. What does this rodeo look like?
She looks, she's an older in the sense that, she's probably 40 something, but she's clearly had a lot of sun and she's a personal trainer slash
great big fat person.
Musician slash, unitard wearer.
She has a jaw like Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. She looks like she has put her jaw into a machine and she works it out.
Now, why would Bret Michaels have her on the show? He's pretty hot still.
He is not hot.
He's not?
He wears eyeliner.
He's Danny hot, but he's not hot.
No, you know what it is?
There's nothing wrong with it.
But he was in a car wreck, and he's now different looking. When he was with Poison, he was really handsome.
He was wearing a lot of makeup.
It was 20 years
too.
Ago, though. Michael Vincent was hot in the 70s.
Super hot.
Why is Rodeo
I mean, just like you would be hotter, Danny, if you wore eyeliner every day as well, right?
I mean, I know you're here.
Then there's the bandana with the cowboy hat.
That's got to be balding, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's the problem. If it's not balding, you're screaming, I'm balding. So I can't figure it out. And now his bodyguard has taken to wearing the bandana and the cap as well.
Because I bet you a producer said the exact same thing. They're like, you know, he looks like he's coming off bald, so why don't we have some solidarity?
But does anybody know? Is he bald?
Everyone.
Some bald-idarity.
No one can tell.
Or does he have plugs? Although I think covering up your plugs and making them that hot at the root with a bandana and a hat would not be good for them.
Well, we'll figure it out in season two or maybe episode two. But anyway, the point is, I always think, here's what I always think about when I watch those shows. I think, well, what month are we in? We're in July. This thing probably shot 6 months ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Most of these chicks didn't make the cut. Half of them slept with Bret Michaels, and then he hit the road and moved on. These chicks also moved on. I'm guessing they're watching the show with the new beau.
Yes, absolutely they are.
Right.
And you have, look, no one wants to hear about the ex whoever or the guy your girl went to the prom with, but that's just some picture in a dusty photo album.
Right.
This is live action.
Girl.
That's your lady. Oh, and you know that in episode three, that's the hot tub episode where she's doing the chamois dance for him.
Right.
And then that night, you know, they got it on in a three-way up with Rodeo and whoever else and your gal. And now you're just sitting there next to Bret Michaels' slot. Happy seconds.
Unless she's dating a trucker.
Right.
And praying he's on the road.
Well, that's right.
The good news about Rodeo is that, and Danny will back me up on this, but I did a dating reality show. And
do you know,
all
every
girls,
time I back you up, I almost go to jail.
I know.
So be careful.
I know. But I appreciate that, and I love you. All of the girls that were on this dating show had to be tested for STDs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we lost a lot of people that the producers wanted on the show. They have to be fully vetted for psychological problems and STDs.
You know what? I want to say this. Yeah. There's now a lower rung on the boyfriend ladder, which is I wanted to hump Vince Neil, but I had herpes.
I couldn't get on the show.
It's totally true. As a matter of fact, I took my physical yesterday for my new show, so I can get insured.
Right.
And there is a whole page dedicated to STDs, mostly herpes, though.
If
how
you go
often
on the Bachelor,
do you get sores?
They test you.
Yes.
But if you go on any show, the one I happen to know something about was an action series. They were looking for an action star, but they were all going to be in one house, and they lost 70, from what I heard, they lost 70% of their female finalists that were going to be on the show to STDs. They couldn't appear on the show.
So Rodeo is clean.
My question for you is, Danny, how did the lungs check out?
How did my lungs check out?
Yeah.
They don't care. They just care, can I make the four-week shoot?
Okay.
Did so
they
what
test,
is,
did they test the host for your show?
that's hilarious, Joel. What? Why is she making that sound?
All right. Well, of course, they had to do the talk dirty to me challenge because Brett's on the road a lot.
Right.
And he needs to have phone sex.
Oh, that's smart. Mm-hmm.
You put your wife through this, right?
Sure.
Adam, you're on the road all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go on the road to do the test. I just put her in the next room. But
did you woke me up for?
Use a baby monitor.
Mm-hmm. We used a baby monitor. I stood there at the clipboard masturbating.
Okay. Well,
what hand do you hold the clipboard in?
She won the challenge.
Hands in my mouth.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh.
Adam's a lefty.
Time to beat, ironically, was 7 minutes, 26 seconds.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah. Beat It by Michael Jackson. Yes. The song that was
so this
played.
Is a competition. Who can talk dirtiest?
Yes, and well, Rodeo won. Mm-hmm. And this is when they went to the record. The prize was going to the recording studio with Brett. And...
sounds like punishment to me.
I know.
Because he has churned out a lot of hits in the last... Wait. And so this is her talking about how she felt in the recording studio. And singing. This is her song.
Oh, my God. Did I get aroused? Oh, boy.
Baby.
That was a laugh.
It's a sound of a whale being raped. That's right.
By what?
Me, bitch.
when a narwhal gets raped by Bonaducci, that's what it sounds
damn
like.
Damn right.
Does Rodeo smoke a little bit?
I didn't think so. Well, I think so now.
Yes.
But she's a personal trainer and all that, I guess. Well. That doesn't really matter, does it?
You can run through it, man.
Yeah, so it's a great show.
Do you have another clip for
us,
Joel McHale?
Shaq's fitness challenge is on. This is where Shaquille O'Neal helps morbidly obese kids get into shape. And they do the presidential fitness challenge. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of that Schwarzenegger put it together a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's a kid.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, here's a kid talking about it.
Today is the president's challenge. It's this thing that the presidents have to go through, I guess. How many push-ups, sit-ups they can do in a minute. And, you know, they got to run a mile.
Oh, yeah.
My God. FDR went through that.
Right. Didn't go well for him.
You have to be able to lie about WMDs.
Right.
60 and under 5 minutes.
60 guys and under a minute.
You have to be able to butcher stuff that's on the teleprompter. The whole deal.
And you pass.
You have to be able to fake a Texas accent.
That's right.
Taft also had a hard time.
Yeah, I like that. I love that show because there are these kids that are 4'2" and 900 pounds, and here comes 7'8" Shaq coming in there. Yeah. He's like,
between he and Holly Hunter, I can't understand what anyone's saying.
Shaq and Holly Hunter are standing next to each other.
I'm saving grace.
Shaq, could you get Shaq. We're doing a photo shoot here. I wanted you guys to have fun, but could you get your balls off Holly's head, please? I can't see your eyes. Fantastic.
He's got his balls in my eyes.
Yeah, could you go ahead and part the balls so I can see your eyes there? Holly, Shaq says she's not moving them.
It's Shaq's sack. I can't see through the sack.
We're having a Shaq sack attack. We're shooting digitally so we can keep shooting, shooting on film, it'd probably break down.
You guys want me to move my balls, Dan?
Why don't you go ahead and rest your balls on Holly's left shoulder, please, Shaq?
He broke my shoulder.
Okay, now she's tilting to the left. Go ahead and drape it on her right earlobe there, like she's wearing a big sack earring.
I loved broadcast news.
Clamp on full of sack. Shaq sack attack. Clamp
spread
on.
It out over her whole head like one of those white wings they used to wear in court.
Go ahead and stretch it over your head like, hey, Holly, remember when the episode of Lucy when she was throwing pizza dough over her head and then went ahead and fell on her head there? Yeah, right. Go ahead and start doing that there. Like chocolate pizza dough? Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's
like,
good.
Like rye bread pizza.
Holly, why don't you go ahead and grab a flashlight and put it behind there so we can see if light transfers
you
to
just
Zach
described Shaq. The famous Annie Leibovitz photo of the two of them. It was the pizza dough balls of Shaq on Holly Hunter's head. It was right on the cover of Vanity Fair.
That was a great, great interview, too.
All right, Shaq, now I'm going to need you to stand up. It's a little joke there. It's a little house. Get off your knees, Shaq. Go ahead and stand up now. All right.
I thought you were going to zag, and you zigged.
Yep. There we go. All right, Joel, give us your last clip of the morning.
This is the closer. On Big Brother, CBS's Big Brother.
I don't want you to leave, Joel.
It's all right.
Wow. This is by the way, Joel doesn't leave. He just leaves the microphone.
I go hang out
in the
other
kitchen
room
and annoys my assistant for 45 minutes after every show.
Sorry, Joel. Go ahead.
I'll be like, Randall, how many cars is Adam selling right now?
What's talking about the cold air intake for the Subaru for the 26th time?
Adam, should I buy the brace? It braces the engine. Does it make a difference?
I'm going to go way out on a limb and say they don't pay that well over at E because Joel has been worried about pulling the trigger on a $189 purchase for the last 9 weeks.
$399.
Adam, just buy it for us.
Look, I'm going to buy you that cold air intake for your Subaru.
I was raised very cheap.
No S.
And I work at E.
Don't take Shaq's sack to know Joel McHale was raised cheaply.
I get my check and I have to go to Ryan's office and I have to give him
Mr. Seacrest.
Do you endorse this? Not only endorse it, I go cash it and then I bring him 25% of it.
He's like, Mr. Seacrest, did you cash his check? And he lifts his monogram shirt to expose the change belt.
And Holly Hunter.
There you go. Now get out of here and he blows cigar smoke.
Thank you, Mr. Seacrest. And then I have to back out because you can't turn his back to him.
I understand. You must be 2 feet taller than him.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost 2 feet taller. Yeah. He is
5'7".
Maybe a Joel McHale Shaq Sack attack photo shoot with Seacrest.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yes,
let's get that on the
his
calendar.
His pile of money is about 14 feet higher than me, though.
I see. Yeah.
Dang it. He has hair on the top of his feet, much like Frodo.
Really?
Yep.
Last one.
This is from Big Brother. I can't remember this character. I think we'll see his name. It'll come up. But this is a guy. He is straight. He's not gay.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a list of men, if he were gay.
Right.
That he would sleep with. Adam, you have a list like this, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So every guy has this list.
It's more of a scroll. I mean, it keeps going.
It crawls on television.
Yeah, you're on there. Monitor. You're on there three times.
Really?
I got you beginning, middle, and end.
Let's play the clip. This is uncomfortable.
All right. Just listen to this guy answers the first. It's great.
That I had a top five list of famous guys who I'd date if I was gay.
Matthew McConaughey.
Number one. Hugh Jackman might be on there. He's a good looking dude. Oh, Brad Pitt. Duh.
You're an idiot.
Have you seen Snatch or Fight Club? Wow.
Dude, are you gay?
Not gay.
Not gay. Totally straight. Hmm.
Does that work in other fields? Like, I guess, maybe. If you're a vegetarian, do you give a list of meats you would eat if you weren't a vegetarian?
Bacon is on my list.
It is?
Well,
sure.
All right. So if you weren't a Jew or you weren't a vegetarian or you weren't both?
Either.
I actually have a list of guys I would have sex with if I was gay.
Who?
It was a bit I did on the radio 10 years ago.
Tell Danny to move on.
Evander Holyfield was the top of my list.
Give me a break.
Here's the deal. I'm basing, you know, you guys base your list on who the greatest athlete is or who looks best with their shirt off.
Yeah, Brad Pitt was number two.
I'm going on who I get to be the top with.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I want a guy I feel like if push came to shove, I would hop on top
Seacrest.
Like Pop.
Webster.
Seacrest, Pop.
Well,
Webster.
See, yeah. If push comes to shove, you could just make Seacrest do whatever you want.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm going this French maid suit.
Seacrest has a sniper that will, at any moment.
I'm going Webster, and then 9 months later, he gives birth to a beautiful black pearl. All right. Joel McHale, everybody, from The Soup on E! Saturday. No. Nay. Friday nights. 10
tonight.
O'clock. Tonight. But it airs all the time. I mean, you want to catch it tonight, but right. it'll re-air throughout the week as well.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, am I excited. Maria Menounos is coming in. One of the hottest girls on TV. And for me, I know it makes no difference. It's right up there with when you get the Playboy calendar and you would argue with your friends that your month that you were born in had the hottest chick. As if somehow you've got a shot at her now because she was born in May, too, or represents May. Maria Menounos, I've been singing this chick's praises for years. Seems like the world has now caught up to me.
Yes, everyone loves her.
Yes.
See, are you saying that you discovered her in a way,
she's
Adam?
She's yours.
Yes.
Like a rock band coming from your hometown?
Right. When she was just a little indie band playing on small labels, and now she's playing stadiums. The most beautiful woman on TV, Maria Menounos, next.
Three.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now from Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, and one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People, Maria Menounos on the Adam Carolla Show.
I discovered her. She's mine. Maria, I've been in love for many years with you.
Look at her. Are you aware of this, Maria?
I wasn't. Oh,
but look at her.
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
I'm actually trying to look at her and still remain polite.
You may
be able to stand.
And she has a womanly body. I mean, she's obviously very fit, but she's not a stick.
She's like wearing a little bit of a push-up bra, if you don't mind me looking tonight.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Regular bra.
Yeah, it's pretty regular. Just, we're just...
Well, you're...
We're in good shape there.
Yeah. So. What do you got, a solid C going?
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
You don't want to admit to a D, so you crush yourself into a C just like...
Do you cram yourself into a C?
Yeah, I used to be in a lot bigger denial at different times.
Really? You got a D cup going?
See, I just
no,
found
it was
that
worse
out.
Than that, because when I was in college, I gained 40 pounds. I was in double D denial.
Because you had been a beauty pageant girl before then, right?
Yeah, I had done a few pageants, and then in college, it just kind of...
40
it was weird.
Pounds.
Growing up, my dad was diabetic, so we ate really healthy in our house. And then I went to college, and I learned what, like, waffles and bagels and cream cheese and pizza in the middle of the night and all this stuff.
Are you aware that lying about your cup size in reverse is the same thing about lying about your age in advance? Like, how old are you? And you'd say, I'm 57. Why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
If you could pack yourself into a D.
Well, I'm not
you
lying. If you look at the thing on the back, right. it says a C.
Yeah. But, and I just learned about this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is a D, but will not admit it.
Uh-huh.
So packs herself into a C so she can say it.
Hey, I have no problem. If I'm a D, then I'm a D. I don't care. I just know that what the label says is a C and it works and that's fine.
Yeah, she's a C. She's a healthy C. And by the way, Danny's girlfriend is still in high school and she was talking about a report card, Danny.
She is no longer in high school. She graduated. graduated with flying colors.
All right.
That's funny.
2 years early. Hey, Maria. Again, a huge fan. And yes, it takes a lot of courage because I've seen some pictures of you as a bigger person, mm-hmm. and it's 40 pounds. Now, most people lose 10 pounds and think they've lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. You were 175 pounds or what?
No.
How much did you weigh?
You know what? When I lost,
I'll tell you right now.
When I lost the 40, I got a little too thin. It was like I was down to like 110 or something. It was getting, once you start losing,
the other way. Yeah.
it goes really quick, yeah. And then you have to kind of reassess, and you're like, wait, now I need to, I can't finish a salad, like this is getting out of control.
How did you pack on the weight, and that would have been the time to move in as a guy?
Yeah.
Because your self-esteem, you have this, what you got over here, what you got is a beautiful car that's got some bird crap on it. Now's the time to buy it.
Yeah, but when you're overweight, Maria, tell me if you agree or not, but when you're even if you're full from dinner that night, uh-huh. you don't really want to be touched. But if you're 40 pounds more than usual,
I didn't care. To me, it was like one of those things where, I was like, you know what? If I'm ever going to have a little extra weight, it's now. I knew where I wanted to go, and I knew what I wanted to do in life. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this moment in time. I'm going to have my eating contest and beat the football players and whatever. So
are those two separate incidents, an eating contest and then beating football players, or is this a combination of things?
Where did you go to school, Maria?
Emerson College.
In Boston. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had no problem with it. Everyone around me had a problem with it. I still had a six-pack. My weight was distributed kind of evenly. So when you look at pictures, I mean, I know that when you're looking at them frontal, like from the front, mm-hmm. you can't see the shelf that was going on in the back.
That's where the weight went to the back.
Yeah. So it was like hips and butt. But I mean, I was going into a size 14. I'm a 4.
So here's the guy.
You're 4 now?
Yeah.
I'm going to build a time machine.
I mean, it's, you know.
I'm a 7'9".
I'm building a time machine. I'm going back in the future, uh-huh. and I'm going to play the part of Maria Menounos' very understanding boyfriend who says, I love you. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to pack on a few more pounds.
Yeah.
And you say, really? It's about me. It's not about my big ass. And I say, no, baby. It's about you. Then you shed the weight. You become this. But we're hooked. We're locked in because I'm the guy who loved you back then.
Yeah, you're grandfathered in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a boyfriend at the time?
Yeah.
But the reverse can happen, can it not? Because I've been to the rodeo once or twice myself with a big girl who gets small and hot. And if you're the cool guy, because I like a bigger woman. I do. I happen to have been married to a stick person, but I like more substantial women. Then all of a sudden they lose all this weight and everybody else appreciates them and they have a tendency to sow some wild oats that I'm not all that thrilled about. Did you do that?
Absolutely when
you
got not.
You didn't? You mm-hmm. didn't lose the weight and dump the boyfriend?
No.
No, because she was thin and then put on the weight and then got thin again.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it wasn't about that. I mean, I didn't really care, honestly. Like, it was one of those things where it was all about work. I'm like, you know what? I'm going out to L.A., I'm going to pursue my dreams, and I know what I have to do.
Good
so it's like I didn't really care one way or another.
Do you still have the boyfriend?
Not that one.
No comment?
New boyfriend.
No, it's not that. It's
are
just,
you single?
I just don't
please
talk
tell
about
me
it
not going
all.
Out with Ryan Seacrest.
You don't talk about your dating life at all.
No. I like to keep away from all
how
of that.
How do you feel about that?
Because the nice thing about it, and I thought about it the other night, it was funny. I was like, you know what? Anytime you hear about me, it's always about work. And that's how I want it to be.
Not like
and
that Vanessa Minnillo.
You know what? Everybody has their own way of doing things.
I just interpreted what you said. Did you hear that too?
And that's it.
That's what I heard.
I heard whore. Yeah. That's what I heard.
That girl with Nick Lachey is a whore.
No, I actually like Vanessa.
Maria, I'm making a lot of whores. Don't feel bad.
But to me, it's just about my work, and we keep it that way.
But we can't even figure out if you're single or engaged or...
Not engaged.
Okay.
And I'm not single, but I don't talk about it.
I see. So boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what you might want to do then is kind of just imply, like Seacrest does, just kind of imply every now and again that you're gay.
Yeah. And what about, let me ask you this, though. There must be tons of lecherous Hollywood types trying to hit you up. They think you're beautiful. You have that great, endearing laugh. You know, the thing that's great about Maria is she's beautiful but seems very approachable.
She's not a bimbo. You could take her to a party and you would be proud.
Right. Lots
of... she's anchored the Today Show several times. Of course you can take her out to civilized company.
Hollywood types hitting on you? Publicists calling?
No.
You get calls. Is that the laziest piece of dating you can do? Have your publicist ring up some other chick and call their people and arrange a date?
I don't know, but I understand how that happens because people don't have time and they're not. It's a weird world that we live in.
Don't have time to ask someone on a date?
Well, how do you? I mean, what do you have to make sure you find out what event they're going to go to and like follow them there? Then you're a stalker. At the very least, if you're, you know,
so it's
whoever.
Happened dozens of times.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I understand why someone would have their publicist call because, you know, it's kind of like having a friend in common. You would call the friend and say, hey, would you set me up?
The problem is I would be too embarrassed to call my publicist, so I would have to have somebody call my publicist to tell them I wanted them to call.
Well, if I had a
publicist. I'd have to call someone to tell them to call my publicist and tell them I want to ask Maria Menounos out.
Have you ever been interviewing an actor and you thought, I interviewed Matthew Fox from Lost and I really could barely get a sentence out. That guy's really good looking.
Yeah.
Have you ever interviewed somebody and been flustered?
Yeah, I mean, not flustered.
I'm sorry.
I think I don't have, I was never that girl that had like pictures of like boys up on, you know, her wall and was like, oh my God, he's so hot. I've never thought the stereotypical hot guys were hot to me. So when I get in front of one and I'm like, actually, people were pretty right about this one. Like, I remember interviewing Paul Walker, and I'll throw his name out there, and I know that it'll go everywhere. But
good,
I remember interviewing
no
him and being like, oh, my God, those
Fast
eyes are
furious.
Piercing, and he is a beautiful man.
It's all through.
But, you know, it does happen when you're in front of someone. And, you know, when you're talking to someone and you're getting to know them, too, you kind of... You get to see a little bit more than just the...
Yeah, there's always right. something romantic
so
about that
So you're sleeping with Paul Walker. I
no.
get it. Maria
Menounos
is in studio. Maria is promoting the Netflix Live on Location series. It's a series of movie screenings. They're going to be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Thursday. Mm-hmm. Showing Armageddon?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you don't deserve that. I'm sorry. No, look. No, wait a minute, baby. Don't take this the wrong way. I want... to go there and represent that and hang out with Bruce and watch Armageddon at the Kennedy Space Center. It's just a gig for you.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a passion project for me.
Why?
I've seen Armageddon 128 times.
Are you a fan of the movie, Maria?
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched it in a little while. I'm going to watch it on the plane down there.
Do you want to quiz her? Do you need a quiz her?
Let me just say this. Do you know that Adam
I remember crying in it, watching it.
You know, Adam
was 11 when it came out.
A TV show called Crank Anchors. He came up with that title while watching Armageddon. Do you understand how much he loves that movie?
Yeah, when I said in love with him, I meant love.
He's loved
Armageddon. That is,
By the way, I just got Netflix. I didn't even get it. I just moved in with a girl who gets it.
Uh-huh.
And it rocks.
I'm obsessed with it. They have every documentary.
I love that you can be late and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because who has time to really keep up with, you know, returns? It's so cool.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't have it. Everyone who has it says it's the greatest, and I want to do it, too. So, Netflix Live on Location, the series of screenings, which I guess is going around the country to various notable places.
We've gone to New Orleans. We were just in Baltimore, and then the cherry on top is pretty much...
So, you show a film that somehow reflects the city.
Exactly. Like, we did the Bacon Brothers. The Bacon Brothers performed in Baltimore. Diner was filmed in Baltimore. So, after the concert, they have a big screen up, and they show Diner. So, it's
really
like
cool.
It's a free, fun concert, and, you know, the whole event's fun. Like, you see everybody kind of picnicking and stuff. It's great.
Well, that is at the Kennedy Space Center out in Florida, Thursday, August 2nd, Armageddon. Bruce Willis will be there, Maria Menounos. God bless you, Maria.
Thanks, guys.
And
I thought I'd come in.
She didn't disappoint, did she?
Look at her.
Am I right or am I right?
She does not disappoint.
We'll take a break.
Oh, no, I'm disappointed. She's just hot.
We will check in with Ozzy and Ray down at the car wash. Also, T has the news teed up, I think. Give us a little hint.
Speaking
of
Armageddon, drunk astronauts. You heard about this?
Yeah, I heard about it.
We'll discuss and also a little more from Hey Paula.
We'll take a quick break back with the news and Ray and Ozzy from the car wash next. Sabanin.
Well, they don't have coffee here, but they do have beer.
All right, good times.
Dude, you started so wrong.
Pardon?
They have strippers. They don't have coffee, but they have beers. You want to start with
beer,
the chicks.
They have girls. They have alcohol. They have girls. They have car wash, and they have girls.
That's my Ray.
There you go.
You're at the Spearmint Rhino in Torrance.
That's
washing
true.
Cars. How's it going so far?
Well, we're like 30 cars deep in car wash, and I did participate in washing the cars, something for the ladies to look at.
Right on. That's my boy.
Absolutely your boy. And listen, it's a great place to blow your wad. I mean, you see a picture of a kid with cancer, you're given some money.
You know what? We're going to have to bleep that out for a second. Yes, right. Financially. And let me ask this. Has Ozzy started cooking up the flap steak yet?
I think I've already, I'm into my about 10 ounces of it.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, okay. So beautiful. Ozzy's going, here's the deal. Look, you could be a Bible-thumping religious nut job, and you should still go down there just to eat Ozzy's flap steak. It is a religious experience.
But you could be totally different kind of thumper and go down there and get be pleasured as well.
Yeah, either,
no matter what it is that you're thumping, whether it's the Bible or yourself, feel free to get on down to the car wash with the strippers.
Well, go down and find out why the terrorists hate us. The Spearmint Rhino... Stripper Car Wash. It is at 19900 Normandy Avenue in Torrance. It's on. Ozzy's cooking up the flap steaks. The chicks are there washing the cars. And you can get yourself some flap steaks, a boner, and help a kid with cancer.
And by the way, may I point out for young ladies that are thinking this might not be for you, Ray has pointed out that he is participating. Ray's got him going to go with 18-inch biceps, I'm going to guess, and a six-pack. And he's down there all wet and covered with soap too, ladies.
He has an eight pack, and he is not scared to get nude, because anyone who went to the Playboy Mansion and saw Ray get naked, stand up on the table, and then throw Teresa Strasser into the grotto knows that Ray is not what you call a wallflower.
Right, so ladies, get on down there.
I'm not shy about that kind of thing. I'm European.
All right, he's European. That's right. He's a peeing on your leg. You're a peeing on my leg while I'm driving. Ray, again, down at the Spearmint Rhino at on Normandy in Torrance, 19900 Normandy. All right, T.
Yes.
The news.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Yesterday, football player Michael Vick pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him in the dogfighting scandal. A trial date was set for November 26th. Here, Michael's lawyer, Billy Martin, says people should keep an open mind.
Today, you all either heard or saw Michael take the first step toward proving his innocence. He asserted in a loud and clear voice that he is not guilty of these allegations. I'd like to remind the media, since we are being transmitted across the world, that the first step of a trial is a trial. The judge mentioned there today that these are mere allegations, and these allegations are nothing that has been proved. We intend to prove Mike's innocence at trial.
To be fair, Vic thought allegations is when crocodiles fight. was confused.
Yes.
Probably thinking, that gives me an idea.
Wait a second.
About the third time he thought allegations, he thought, I wonder who would win a fight between an alligator and a pit bull.
See, I thought he thought my contract's running out, so it's time to begin allegations for my new money.
Okay, well, on to the world of astronauts. Now, NASA already had a high-profile scandal this year. You remember the female astronaut who flipped out, drove 900 miles in a diaper to attack a woman who was she believed was with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Well, now, yesterday, Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazine reported they'd found out about two astronauts who went into space completely drunk. They are not reporting who the astronauts were or what space mission they were on, but they're saying that these astronauts were so drunk before takeoff that flight surgeons and other astronauts tried to get them removed from the shuttles because they posed a safety risk.
Well, they shouldn't have put them in first class because when that cart goes by with the champagne, it's hard to say no.
Is that what happened?
Plus, I don't think they really do much.
Their luggage on those flights. Yeah. And I like to cop a buzz in an airplane. I couldn't imagine if I had 300,000 pounds of liquid fuel under my ass and I was heading to the moon and there's a 50-50 chance we're going to blow up on the pad. You're goddamn right, I'd take a nip.
Okay, that's how much liquid fuel? 15,000 pounds, is that what you said?
Of pounds.
Imagine you have just one firecracker in your butt, but I have a match. Just one firecracker.
Give me a pop.
Start drinking.
I'm taking a hit off that boner bag.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect analogy. That's why that guy likes you and not me.
Perfect.
Well, you guys are
it is one of those things, though, like where you're screwed, where like a guy gives you that talk. When you find out the wheels have come off the wagon, and say, listen, son, you got a firecracker in your ass, and Bonaducci's holding the match.
Oh, man, that does sound horrible.
That will replace...
I'm sorry. Hello, Mr. Perez? No, that was Adam. Okay, bye.
Oh, please, I'm terrified. Okay. Now, you guys have heard of a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
Well, there was a low-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think the person who's being chased and going very slowly could ever outrun the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bonaducci did yesterday, Mr. Perez. Well, here's what happened in England earlier this week. The police in Middlesbrough in northeast England got a call. An old man was driving his Rascal scooter. Have you seen those?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love those.
An old man was in his Rascal in the fast lane, and those top out about 8 miles an hour. So he was causing a very bad traffic backup. The cops headed out. They saw the guy in his Rascal. They attempted to pull him over, but he wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So he led the cops on a low speed chase, and the best part, he won. He weaved his Rascal in between the cars. Police lost him and he escaped. So they still have not caught this guy in his Rascal.
That's bitching.
Yeah, there was a witness who was in his car and he told reporters it was just incredible. It was so bizarre. Most motorists were having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, we all cheered for him until we found out he raped a bunch of Girl Scouts just before the chase.
And, wow, no wonder he's in a Rascal.
Still glad he got off, but you know what I mean? It kind of.
Rascal's
not hard enough. I think you should have been riding on a scallywag at the very least.
The tax strip, it's the pirate talk hour of the show. The tax strip does not work on the Rascal, by the way. Solid tires.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But here's my problem. They top out at 8.
Yeah.
I smoke 3 packs a day, and I top out at about 11 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just stop your car and get out? And now you are much more weavable. What happened is the cars could keep passing and he could go backwards between them and the car couldn't. A human being could.
There's something weird about this story. I mean, it sounds cool and everything, but it sounds like there's a little folklore in here or
you
something.
You think maybe the witness might have exaggerated, but apparently there were many witnesses.
All right. Good times.
Now, something strange about Paula Abdul. Something
that
good.
That narrows the field.
Hey Paula is her reality show. It was on last night. And Paula let us in to her world. And she suffers from a lot of neck pain. She's had surgeries. She even has some metal plates in her neck.
Oh.
And at one point, she has somebody who appears to be an assistant. She doesn't look like a nurse or a doctor, giving her a shot for the pain. She pulls up her shirt and she bunches together her stomach. And she gets a shot. Let's take a listen.
Go slap yourself really hard. All right, good. Okay, a little higher, honey. Right there. There you go. You're fine. Ready? Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Is it done?
It's done. It hurts.
Yeah, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have passed out if I wasn't already in so much pain. It's hard. It's really hard.
I don't understand.
She would have passed out if she wasn't
already in so much neck pain that the shot was nothing compared to the pain she was already in.
Relative pass out pain.
I don't understand, though, because she said, is it over yet? And the lady said, yes. So she actually felt nothing.
That was a very bizarre moment. Mm. Wouldn't you know if something horribly painful was ending?
Mm.
I would notice, most certainly.
By the way, 53 more minutes before the show starts.
I'll be very aware when this newscast ends. Mm-hmm. I'll know exactly the moment when it ended.
Yes, she is certifiable, and the fact that this woman brings home, $5-6 million a year?
Easily.
Again, when you complain about Paula Abdul making the kind of money she makes, or at least when I do, we say a year, but it's really for 4 or 5 months. It's not a year. It's that school teacher thing where you go, well, they only get 60 grand a year. Yeah, but they don't work for 3 months at a time, so maybe it's more like 75 or 80 grand.
Yeah, well, one really surprising thing is that every morning of Paula Abdul's life, at least according to this reality show, she has a staff meeting. Every morning, all of her staff at the table, and they discuss what's going to happen that day.
Yeah, you know, people like the entourage. I've been learning from watching all these reality shows. I see Kathy Griffin with her entourage.
Yeah, I've seen
Paula
a little bit of that.
With the entourage, and they don't seem to have friends. They have an entourage, and the thing is, it's a very slippery slope because you get people on your payroll, but they don't wear a uniform and they don't call you boss and they don't salute. They're just on your payroll. You're their boss, but you dress alike and they come into your house and you guys have friendly social conversations, except for they never disagree with you.
Right.
And they never call you stupid and they never tell you, hey, man, you better start flossing because your breath is is gonna, you know, it's gonna kill a bird, for Christ's sake. And they never do that, pull it together, and they never give you any speeches. They are underlings. They are privates in your army where you're a general. But yet, because of the uniform and the salute, they, you never know it.
Right.
So you start surrounding yourself with these people because it feels good. And they don't start questioning. You know, they're not, gee, seems like you've been drinking an awful lot lately, boss. Or, wow, you've been doing a lot of coke. Or, geez, I'm not so sure about all the pain meds you're taking. They're on the payroll. So I understand the attraction to it, but you wonder how these people can spin out, and you wonder how they can lose touch with reality. Surround yourself with eight people that never disagree with you. Have that go on for about 5 years, and then when you get interviewed by an outsider or when a cop pulls you over, that's when you slap the cop. That's when you act like a pompous ass when you're being interviewed. You're so used to people laughing at all your jokes, never questioning an action or a move, that you lose touch with reality.
Now, I've told you this before. I have a name for this. It's called the Howard the Duck Syndrome.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're George Lucas. You've made Star Wars.
Right.
So then you say to your staff, I got an idea. I'm going to make a movie about a duck from Mars.
Plays in a rock band.
Plays in a rock band.
Great idea.
And everybody says, great idea, boss. Awesome. You're a genius.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
$70 million. Six people saw it.
A lot of international sales
on that. Motorin.
I was two of them, by the way. So
well,
twice.
Speaking of people who never hear the word no and have a crazy entourage, Lindsay Lohan has a movie opening this weekend called I Know Who Killed Me. Also at the box office, The Simpsons Movie, No Reservations, with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Aaron Eckhart.
Just hate the title of that
no
movie.
No Reservations.
You know, there's a travel show called No Reservations that's really good.
This sounds so up your alley. I don't understand. It's a romantic comedy, and it has the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
And let me guess, her real parents were killed and they moved on, so she got left off with the chick who's used to being single and never knows how to love anybody. How many of these stories, by the way? And look, I don't want to become racist, or at least more than I already am, but this doesn't happen with white people. Not super hot looking white people live in Manhattan. The part where the sister dies in a car crash and they dump the niece off at the hot chick's house, who's the professional. She's married to her job. Now all of a sudden she has to learn to love again through the eyes of a 9-year-old. Oh, that effed out premise. So Little Miss Sunshine gets dropped off at her place, and let me guess, she knows nothing about parenting. So the first day of school,
she's a career woman.
She's a career woman. So the first day of school, instead of putting her in a sweater and a skirt, she cuts a hole in the bed sheet and ties a rope around it.
Close enough.
Just like the retarded husband on the commercial, when the wife goes out of town, he's going to cook the kids breakfast by cracking eggs right into the toaster.
Right.
Because
he's an idiot.
He's an idiot. And she's a single woman, so she would know nothing about raising a child, even though she's 40.
And don't forget the role reversal part that's going to come, where actually the 9-year-old teaches her the lessons of life.
Even I don't want to see this one. How about seeing Who's Your Caddy, a golf comedy starring Big Boy as a rapper rejected by a racist country club who then buys the property.
2 hours of guys breaking wind right when the
where are the white women at?
Draws the right when the stodgy white guy draws the driver back.
Well, the good news is, if you see the Simpsons movie this weekend, odds are you'll run into Bald Brian. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Tomorrow's news. Today, Teresa Strasser. You, CNN.
All right. Anthony. Anthony from Indio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
Oh, man, I love you guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you, Anthony.
Loving you, Anthony.
All right. I've been listening since when you started on Loveline. I'd stay up, and I was like 14, 15.
Wow.
I always wanted to call in with my problems, but this is the first time.
So you've been listening to me for how many years? How old are you now?
I'm 25. I feel like 24.
Sure. You look like 24. You really act like a 24-year-old. It's just in the body of a 25-year-old.
Right. hung like a squirrel.
Hey, so you've been listening to me for 10 years.
I have questions about that real quick. Has Adam Carolla, and this is a serious question, I'm not fooling around because I'm kind of toying with this. Has Adam Carolla being on Loveline since you were a child had some effect on the way you treat or relate to women now?
No.
Well, that didn't work out for me.
Smokes a ton of weed, no. Anthony.
That's besides the point.
Be honest. No, are you high now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right, hold on a second. Because of Loveline, I've had to endure many of these compliments, which is like this. I ask you not. I've heard this a million times, and it breaks Drew's heart, although I laugh maniacally. Which
of course
is,
you do.
You get on, they got on the phone, and it's like, hey, Dr. Drew. Hey, Adam Carolla. You guys are awesome. I've been listening to you guys since I was 11 and a half years old. You guys are awesome. Been an awesome influence on my life. I'm 23 now. Where you're calling from? A methadone clinic. What happened was one of my aggressive piercings got infected. Either it was that or the syringe. Maybe I got some bad H. Either way, I'm on the methadone now. I got a tongue piercing. I'm on my way to the tattoo parlor. And I just wanted to give a shout out before I call my parole officer to tell you what a positive impact you guys have had on my life and now the life of my 14 illegitimate kids with herpes. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. I'm like, they've been listening to us for 10 years and this is what they got?
I can help you. Because
please.
The reason I asked him that question is my current girlfriend has been listening to Adam Carolla for 15 years before she had any kind of physical relationship. Most of what she knows about sex came from Adam, and by the way, thank you.
Really? I'm 17 and I'm sleeping with Danny Bonaducci.
She's 25, bitch.
No, it's a,
but it's really, it's kind of weird because I guess in some ways, when I come home, we talk about, you know, the show, she usually pinpoints something that Adam said that is really important to her, and it's eventually... Well, eventually I'm going to punch her in the face. But before
I'm being punched in the face by Danny Bonaducci, then we're going to have sex.
Well, I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Her girlfriend came over the other day, and there were still rose petals on her bed because she's trying to keep up with the douche man.
Oh, she put them on the bed.
Yeah. And by the way, don't do that on a white bedspread. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they
it rubs
bleed.
The red.
Yeah, they bleed all over the place. Yeah, it looked like I killed a person. But anyway.
I went to a funeral home and stole a bunch of roses and then threw them in a ceiling fan and they got all over the bed. And Danny thought they were for him. So we had more unprotected sex while he blew secondhand smoke in my face. I went, you guys are awesome.
Okay, so you do know her. I was trying to say that she is the nicest little girl and a
she
school.
She turned out
she
just
grew up
fine.
To be a school teacher and she does it purely for the pleasure of helping to educate children.
All right.
So some of your guys turned out
help.
Good.
One person, Anthony,
but then I got her.
Hey, so no, actually, I did take a lot of the stuff from my younger days listening to Adam. I try not to do a lot of the dumbass things.
All right, but how about the part where Drew was telling you not to smoke weed for 10 years?
The mental cement wasn't hardened.
Yes,
I turned out all right. I got no piercings. I'm 25. I own my own home.
All right,
okay.
I got a steady job. I wake up at 4:30, and I leave my house at 6, and that's when I turn you guys on.
All right, but you do a little waking and baking, Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. It's a long drive.
What? Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We'll get bored on the road. Hey, Anthony, thanks for listening, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good time,
later, man.
Could you imagine? Listen, I'm not uptight.
Right.
I enjoy a little spleef once in a while. I like the booze. But I couldn't imagine getting up at 4:30 and having a bong load.
I'm so confused about this because it seems like an addiction, yet you don't really get withdrawal when you stop smoking pot.
I know a couple
you
get people.
Depressed.
I know a couple people that have had a real problem. I scoffed at the first one or two. Like, shut up. I quit crack. Get away from me. I knew a guy in rehab. Swear to God. You know why he was there? He was lactose intolerant and could not stop drinking milk. And that's why he was there.
Really? I hate to share a room with that cat. It's Gas Central.
That line from...
Christ.
What's that guy's name?
I'm addicted to this guy's ass now.
There's that line in that movie. I sold my sister for crack. You're allergic to milk, bitch.
I'm off the crack. I'm on to this guy's essence.
I want to hear his share where he talks about the night he had a yogurt. bottomed out on some ice cream.
We'd boo him and heckle him and laugh at him. And the counselors would say an addiction is an addiction and take him dead seriously. We're going, shut up, dude. I got an abscess the size of Wyoming from a dirty spike. You want to just shut up about being lactose intolerant?
It's going to be great, too. It's like, you made it 1 year. Here's your cake. Is that a cream-based frosting? All right, we need to take ourselves a break. We will continue our search for the number one phone screener. Is Peanut calling in? Are we? No. Oh, Peanut fell off.
There's a shock.
Yeah.
Sometimes Peanut isn't reliable.
Hey, Adam.
Maybe we'll play a little
bit. Yeah, good to be here.
We'll get a little Peanut pulled up for you anyway. We'll continue our quest for the next phone screener next.
Good afternoon, Chris speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Bobby Fletcher.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm just wondering what kind of dogs you have there that I might be able to adopt.
Oh, you look for small or big?
I don't know. You know, it's something that's kind of cute.
Okay, we got a Cocker Spaniel that's really cute.
Yeah.
5 months old. We've got a 7-month-old Golden Retriever who's really cute.
What kind of dog is going to get someone's attention while I'm walking it is what I'm trying to say.
What do you mean?
You know, when I'm walking through the park or whatever, are people going to come up and say how cute it is?
I would say the Cocker Spaniel.
The Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah.
So you think I'll get, like, you know, some hot chicks coming up and saying, you
sure,
know, how cute
why
the
not?
Dog is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So what do I have to do?
Well, if you want to come down and take a look, if you like her, we can take you an application.
I'm not really a dog person, but, you know, I'm in a big slump, so I got to meet women somehow. My friend said if you have a dog, they just come running up to you.
Right.
So when I'm done with it, what do? I bring it back to you guys or something? Or?
Absolutely not. We're looking for lifetime commitment.
What's that?
We're looking for lifetime commitment.
Well, I can't have the dog for life.
Okay, then you can't adopt him off.
Sorry. You know what I mean? I'm gonna bust out of my slump eventually. I don't need it for life.
We adopt out as people that want pets.
Well, I do want a pet. I you know.
I'm very sorry, sir. I don't think we can help you here.
I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, you guys are going to put the dog to sleep, so why not take it off your hands for a few weeks?
No, we don't want a no-kill
shelter. A no what?
A no-kill shelter. We don't put the dogs to sleep.
Well, what do you do with them if no one adopts them?
We hold on to them until they get adopted.
Well, let me just borrow for a few weeks. Look,
no,
I've been with like 3 fat chicks in the last few months. I got to bust out.
Well,
I got to meet some hot
chick.
Girl. Huh?
Excuse me, I'm a fat chick, and I take offense to that.
Well, I didn't mean it towards you.
I cannot continue this conversation anymore.
I don't understand what the problem is. Was I with you?
I'm very sorry.
I just want a dog that's going
to
attract women. I don't want a bunch of queer dudes trying to pet my filthy animal, you know?
Hold on 1 second. I'll let you speak to the manager.
What? No, I want to speak to you.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie. How fat is Chris?
That's an inappropriate question.
No, she just said she was fat.
Wow.
What a shocker. A heavyset woman working in a pet adoption place? Yeah. Almost never hear about that. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me she's a lesbian.
Wow.
All right.
Playing volleyball and softball.
Well, we were working. I met the ultimate lesbian about 20 years ago. I went to a kennel. I was working as a carpenter, but as a side job, I was going to install a window in a room. No, install an air conditioner in a room for a woman who lived at the kennel with the dogs. She was 4'11 with the Birkenstocks, probably at least 5 foot wide with calves like a Samoan. And when I said to her, just making conversation, what are your hobbies? She said, black powder rifles. Firing muskets.
Yeah, musket.
Firing muskets. And I said, wow, we now have a leader atop the lesbian tote board. There's no bigger lesbo than this. I mean, talk about golf all you like.
All you like, yeah.
Talk about skeet shooting.
The dinosaur classic.
Whatever you like. This chick is into firing muskets.
Black powder, which you have to pack yourself.
She's got a horn. She's putting musket balls in there. Probably Civil War reenactments. Look out.
You know what I was thinking, though, when Adam said I was going to install a window? Wait. An air conditioner. Just that casually? You'd be the best friend in the world if you were you and poor. That'd just be so bitching to Noah Carolla if he was, you know, like hang out and drink beers with him and he was broke. And you go, well, dude.
Doesn't that describe Ray?
Yes.
Can Ray do all that stuff in
his
broke?
No, he's a hack. He does masonry. He's going to get pissed if he heard me hear this. He's good, but only at masonry. No, I built everyone I know a loft. Everybody had a small apartment or a small house. I went over to my buddy the Wheezes. I put his bed up 6 feet above. Now you can walk under it, right. And you're 3 feet above the ceiling. Good for sleeping, tough for humping. The point is everyone then wanted a loft, and I had to build everyone a loft for free. Good times. Yeah, I built myself a loft, and I never built a ladder. And for 2 years, I lived in a house, and I used to use a desk chair to get up on my bed, but it was one of those ones with the wheels on it. But I could figure it out, but that's when I was sober, and it was tough getting the ladies up to the loft with the wheelchair. Good times getting off that thing drunk to throw up on the wheeled desk chair.
Let me rephrase. Corolla would be your best friend in the world if he was Corolla and broke and didn't jump from genius to retarded just every now and again.
Well, here's the problem.
Once, I put a chair on wheels.
Once you do something once and you kind of make it.
Yep.
I mean, the loft was 6 foot above the floor.
Right.
The chair was 2 foot above the floor, but if I stepped on it and pushed at the right time and sort of threw my leg up, I would roll onto the thing. But if the chair would roll when I did it, I would hit the floor. Right. And it was fine at noon when you were sober, but it was tough at night if you'd had a couple of boozes. And again, the ladies up on the loft, not exactly an aphrodisiac up there for the lady.
Now offended by this story.
Speaking of ladies, we have some ladies who would like to be our phone screeners.
If I stand on a 2 foot stool, I'm 6 feet.
We have quite a few people that want to be phone screener. We're going to make a decision today. We have some great, precious tape of Ozzy. Also, Melissa, the hot one, who was like the model, who wasn't so hot with
implied
the spelling.
Implied nudity
model.
But real nipple piercings.
Never played implied Scrabble. Evidently.
Not so much.
We will go over that. We will talk to you, and we will arrive at a conclusion for the next phone screener for the Adam Carolla Show next.
Carolla, and no, you're not my secret boyfriend. Might be my boyfriend, but it's not a secret anymore.
Yeah. Good morning, baby. Slow down. All right. We are looking for a new phone screener. Kyle moved on to Kimmel's show. We now had some very big pits to fill. I mean, shoes to fill. And he was accused of smelling up
he
the room.
He never smelled. He was wrongly accused.
Yes, wrongly accused of smelling up the phone screener room. We have our temp guy, Teddy, doing a decent job. I'm going to give Teddy a 7.2.
You know what I was just thinking?
The lotion in the basket.
It's not that creepy. I was thinking, how painful must it be to be screening calls for the phone screener who's going to replace you.
Yeah, a lot of,
sweet
you
irony.
Suck, they need me.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's listen to one of the gals we brought in, Melissa. Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think a young Meg Tilly with perkier boobs. Here she is. So, Melissa, then, are you you ready to try out a little phone magic for us?
Sure.
I don't know if spelling's a prerequisite. It's nice to be able to spell and type if you're going to do the phone screening job because they have to write the person's name and where they're from. Let's see. There we go. Hey, Momicle. I mean, John, with three N's. Oh, for the love of Christ. Let's see. Hold on a second here. Yes, John, or Roey, or Rye, or Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Are you from Vagas?
Is this Roey from Vagas?
Oh, my God.
Or is this Der Michael from Palm Springs? John, Gladys.
If you'd like to make a call.
Oh. It's going well.
Melissa's working out.
All right, let's see. I'm just gonna make a fist and punch the phone line. Who is this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. You were saying the wrong name. That's why I didn't respond.
All right. What's your name? I'm changing it to Dillweed. But go ahead. Well, we share a love for not being able to spell.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if we ever got together, if Melissa and I ever really got together, first off, I think we would have kids that couldn't spell their names into their 30s. She's from Pasadena. Pasadina. She misspelled the town she lives in.
Grew up in, I believe.
Yes, even that I have laminated my wall and check it, but the point is I can spell my hometown. All right, so that was Melissa. I think we'll pass on her, but cute as the Dickens.
Sweet.
Speaking of cute, Oswaldo tried out as well. Now, do we have secret tape of Oswaldo? Yes, we sort of secretly roll tape on him manning the phone, so this is it.
Good morning, I'm Carolla Show.
Yeah, you hung up on me after you told me to hold.
Yeah. What are your name?
You meant to do that.
What? What are your name?
Hello?
What are your name?
Oh, what's my name? Justin.
Justin?
Yeah.
Wait, Johnson or Justin?
Justin.
Justin. Okay, Justin, where are you from?
Corona.
Corona? Corona cerveza? Corona beer?
Exactly. Okay. Spelled the same way, Corona, California.
Corona, California. Oh, yeah. I remember this city. Where you call?
Where you
call? Excuse me?
Where you call?
Where are you calling?
Why?
Yeah.
Why did I call?
Yep.
To get the phone job.
Well, the phone job?
Yeah.
Where you call? Qualify.
Why is that?
That's good.
Will you qualify for this job?
Because I'm a genius.
A genius?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say you genius?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I compare the genius here. Only Adam is genius here.
Only Adam's a genius?
Yeah.
But I'm just answering phones.
Yeah, you know, and the Adam position is full right now. Okay?
Live.
Thank you, man.
Lies.
I do like that. He said he's qualified because he's a genius. He said the only genius around here is Adam, and that position is filled.
He did a good job.
Genius is taken.
Yeah.
But if Ozzy's a phone screener, who's going to do all your handiwork around the house?
That flapsteak's not going to cook itself.
That's right.
You're right, T. Let's see. Let's talk to Steve. Steve?
Yeah, Adam.
You're Asian?
Yeah, I am Asian. Not an angry Korean like you would think so.
Now, I don't say Koreans are angry, but they're mean people.
Oh,
yes.
Mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve,
on top of our liquor stores. Right?
Are you are you Korean?
I am Korean, yes.
Arigaseo. It's the only Korean I speak.
I didn't understand that, but
on one hand, I like you because it would get Guy Aoki from the Asian department off our back. And it's actually twofold. If the blacks start rioting again, I need someone on the roof with a hunting rifle protecting the station.
I'll be right there.
So we got that going for us. But you are a dude. Fan. It's already kind of a schlong fest over here as it is.
Yeah, I'm not a hot chick, but I know I can do that job. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you since I was like 15.
Steve, what do you do now for work?
I work in an accounting office right on Wilshire and Vermont.
Asian accounting.
It's my neighborhood.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I live right in your neighborhood.
I like you, Steve. You sound smart.
I
like the sound of him. Can you type?
But he's not a chick.
I mean, come on, I'm Asian. Like, of course I can type. I'm born with a computer in my hand.
Had to put a flashlight up his mom so he could email from inside the womb.
How old a guy are you?
I'm 23.
23.
That's the right age for that job.
I like Steve, I must say.
Steve, did you go to college?
I attended UCSD, but I did not graduate from there.
Gaucho. I like that.
Gauchos.
All right, so Steve, hang on a second.
I like him.
You know, listen, I gotta say, I like a girl too, but it is a very real, sort of sad, but real time we're living in, where it's nice to have yourself a gay and a Jew, and we've got a black, now we have an Asian, you know what I mean?
And I think the company gets some kind of credit for that.
Yeah, and not only that, I get to make fun of all those groups and go, well, Lucius the intern doesn't mind. He thought it was funny.
Right, Lucius?
My name is Tom.
Now, if you guys think I'm talking about the black guy, then you're the racist.
Because I met the white guy from Cincinnati.
Well, can I say something, Pollyanna? I don't think it's nice just because it fills a slot. I think it's nice because it enriches our show to have people from various cultures.
See,
I'm the only Jew.
No, it's just that I want somebody to fill the slot.
Yeah.
All right. This guy.
Have another bagel at your temple, sweetie.
Listen, Jesus Ruiz wrote to us, and he told us on an email that listen to this. Jesus says, I kill five demographics in one. I'm Mexican, gay, drag queen, etc. He also thinks it's time for pre-op board up bill to have eye candy. And he says, don't ask me about deer meat. I'm Hispanic. And ask Oswaldo. We only eat pig, cow, and goat.
I love Jesus. I'm born again.
My name is Juan Hernandez. Yeah,
I like him. I like him a lot.
I am officially stumped. We were supposed to arrive at an answer but I can't. And I do. I got a gut feeling about Steve.
Me too.
We got a ton of other callers too. All right, hold on.
Ray?
Ray?
Yeah.
You're at a strip club?
Yes, I am.
You want to give it one?
Listen, hey, so I got to say, it's a good place to blow your wad for a good reason.
I understand.
They mean spend your money.
Yes, the Spearmint, exactly. Spearmint Rhino Stripper Car Wash is at 19900 Normandy Avenue in Torrance. Ray's down there. Ozzy's cooking up the flap steak.
As I have Karen here, who's the Spearmint Rhino Entertainer of the Year, by the way. And by the way, is wearing a tiara.
So
and quite eloquent, I got to say.
So she's cleaning the cars, rocking the tiara, and Ozzy's behind the grill?
Absolutely, and they're multitasking. These girls are worth more than their weight.
All right, Ray, have you had a few beers?
No.
Really?
Shots?
I can tell when Ray's drunk. All right, Ray's drunk. He's with Ozzy. Ozzy's cooking. Spearmint Rhino Strippers in Torrance on Normandy Avenue. We need to take a break. I'm not going to render a decision yet.
So many good candidates.
So many good candidates. We'll take a break. We'll
yeah, all right. That's probably the biggest lie you've ever told.
That's
not
a lie,
you
kind
of complain constantly, but you're never out of juice.
I know we're late, but I was just watching CNN, and I thought, worst gig for a cop. You know, when you think about being a cop and you think about, getting stabbed or shot or domestic disputes or what have you, worst gig for the cop is they just showed it out of England. The protesters that were protesting this cow being put down. When you have to move the passive protester, the guy's just sitting there in the beads and he's chanting and he's not moving, and eventually you have to drag the limp hippie corpse who smells of patchouli into the paddy wagon, dragging the passive resistor sort of limp corpse person, worst gig. Rather have a junkie come at me with a syringe than have to get a bunch of passive protesters who are in a lotus position when you pick them up and drag their hemp filled bodies to the paddy wagon.
A hero.
Adam, this is radio.
Thank God he was like Danny.
All right, here we go. Hey, we're going down to Comic-Con today, actually, right after the show. I'm jumping into my car, taking my Cerritos Nissan, by the way. Throw it on the plug. Anyway, we're going to go down to San Diego to Comic-Con. We're going to plant our butts in the exclusive section with NBC, and we're going to check out Heroes and Chuck and the all-new Bionic Woman. I'm going down with the guy, if I remember correctly, Josh Schwarzenberger. This is all powered by...
Ladies know him as Mr. Cool.
Yeah, they do. This is NBC's new shows can be seen at NBC.com, or at least the previews, and I'll have much more to tell you down at Comic-Con, so check it out. It's powered by NBC 97.1 Free FM.
Good times. Well, Bonaducci to the Nicotine Mobile.
Right on!
I'll give a little love where love is due. Joel McHale, The Soup, Friday nights, 10 o'clock. Gary Marshall, Falcon Theater in Burbank. Maria Menounos, she's going to be in my basement this weekend. Teresa Strasser, TV Water Cooler, tonight, 8 p.m. on TV Guide. Find out how beautiful she is through the majesty of television. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
I'm Mexican, gay, drag queen, etc.